What's poppin'? We're in the DealsInD.com studios with the Drew and Mike show for Tuesday. And Trudy's in the house.
Yeah.
Somehow you made it on President's Day. I don't know.
I know.
You had some holiday plans.
Well, half of my bosses were nice to me. Let me take the day off.
Sweet.
I know.
You know, I snuck in the bank at like 5 to 1 on Saturday. They close at 1.
Yeah.
And I felt like a real ass. And then I get up there and I see, closed Monday for President's Day. And I was like, good thing I came today.
Yeah, right.
Mark's here, Brandon, Zoobs, and I am just... How can I say it? Okay, first of all, before I say it, I want to say that I respect everyone grieving Kobe Bryant, and I understand that he meant a lot to a lot of people.
Yeah?
I'm kind of Kobe'd out.
What?
I can't grieve him anymore.
Don't let Snoop hear
I grieved
you.
Him more than I thought I could.
But it's not even the 24th yet.
Yeah, you haven't even had the big special party.
Wait, hold on. Wait. Is the funeral on the 24th?
Yes.
Get out of here.
Yeah, second lap.
224, her number and his number. I mean, the other seven people, no one knows who they are, much less their numbers.
Wait a minute.
What if he would have died?
Is having the funeral on the day of the two numbers, is that a little... Are you serious?
They had the funeral on the 7th. But this is the memorial.
That was the family. And they're having it on 224 because of their numbers?
And because the Staples Center was available.
I don't
think they canceled, like, the circus or a game or whatever was at the Staples Center.
The circus should be canceled.
Man, I feel like I'm going to be canceled when I get done with this conversation. Am I to believe that most people knew this 13-year-old wore number 2?
No one knew.
Or that her wearing number 2 was really significant and that it should be held in February because she wore number 2?
No one knew.
She's 13.
No one knew.
If she'd been number 7, would they have done it in July?
Oh, man. You know, I swear, I was watching last night and I'm thinking, are all these people at the game, are they like, oh, we need more Kobe? You know, because Jennifer Hudson and Dr. Dre's tribute.
Kobe.
Chance the Rapper at halftime. And didn't I miss something there? There's another tribute, wasn't there, before the game?
Probably. Hey, I didn't see the anthem. I heard the anthem was terrible.
Oh, Chaka Khan. What a mess.
What?
Yes. Horrible. She tried to do her own thing.
Oh, boy.
Well, just play it. It's all over the place if you want to play it.
You mean, didn't pre-record it?
No. Oh, yeah. I don't think so. I couldn't decide if it was worse than Fergie's, so I listened to both of them.
Oh, really?
They're both terrible.
Now, you know that everybody wore the same number, right? On the All-Star teams? Did
yes.
You know that?
They all wore the daughter's number on one team.
24.
Really? The daughter's number? Couldn't they wear the pilot's number?
You didn't have a number. What did he do?
Wait, what if you don't...
Besides, he's the one that...
What if one of the other people in the chopper had played, like, minor league baseball? Would they be wearing his number?
Well, the girls that passed, the other girls were on her team, so they had numbers. No one knows what they are.
No, I mean, let's just say the pilot played minor league baseball or something and wore number 8 all the time.
Yeah, but
he was
not Kobe's daughter. So.
He was a bad pilot, though. So, oh, here we go. Why is she wearing 23?
Because it's in Chicago.
It's Kobe.
Was the common, the poem thing, was that necessary? Did you get a lot out of it?
I did. I got to know who the players were. I thought it was another Microsoft ad. It's that ad runs all the time.
I know everyone's going to act like they thought it was great. It was one of those things where, like, you know, I should just not say anything.
He should change his name to
Deep.
Because he's not common anymore at all.
Is this really that bad so far? I mean, she's just making it her own.
No, it's terrible. I think so. I don't know. Tell me. I should shut up.
First of all, too long.
Gay, Left out the. Didn't she leave out the night?
This is probably how people felt about Jose Feliciano's when he first did it. Just making it his own.
Well, but this, is this in tune?
No, not at all.
Check out the ending. Big ending.
Wow. Wait. I don't even know where she is in the song anymore.
No one does.
No, it's so long.
Bring it home.
That was beautiful.
Yay.
God bless the United States.
Whoo! Facebook Live brought to you by Lover's Lane, and I have three ways to shop for all your sex essentials. 35 store locations, loverslane.com and the only sexdrive.com. Sexdrive.com features high-quality sex toys, and they got the most erotic apparel anywhere. Try something new in the bedroom. Check out sexdrive.com, powered by Lover's Lane. You got a lot of really sexy pictures, if nothing else. And, you know, the Hall Financial Hotline is going to open up at some point because I know, for one thing, today's the day to call Stan.
Oh, that's right. Okay,
Trudy,
fine.
You didn't remind me.
You reminded yourself yesterday.
I know, but it was I could have so easily forgotten this. I just want you to know that.
But I had
for
it.
Future reference.
I had it in case
you did.
You
have it?
Yeah.
Okay. Is anybody else besides Stan on the agenda?
Well, we also were supposed to talk about Thomas Markle, but you did that yesterday, too, because I had that on the calendar as well.
There's a new – the Markle sister now has come out today to say that Meghan is trying to launch herself off British royalty, which we already knew that.
But. She hasn't shut up, the sister. She's
the sister. She's estranged. Meghan Markle is estranged from virtually every family member.
Well, it's all their fault, not hers.
Of course it is.
Isn't that how that works?
Well, yeah, because she's not even royalty because she's married to him. By the way, he banged Carolyn Flack, the girl who committed suicide from Love Island.
Did you hear a quote about it, what she said about it? He could be kind of rough.
I thought she said she
said?
Was rough.
Oh, okay.
They thought she was a little rough for him. And that
for
once the media, well, once the media knew, because she's a commoner and she's doing a reality show, I guess.
They manhandled me.
Oh,
very
she's not
roughly.
Sexually rough. I thought that's what they meant.
No, I don't think that's what they meant.
Harry.
Actually, the quote is she claimed in her memoir that she was once Prince Harry's a bit of rough. What does that even mean? Maybe it's a British term no one knows.
Yeah, probably some slang.
I honestly think it means that.
A commoner.
A rebounder?
Yeah, she was just a little play toy on the side.
A piece.
So rough for them is strange.
Yeah. Maybe something like that. We should
they
look
say
up the
sex
phrase.
Is shagging.
So. A bunch of weirdos.
Rough. Okay.
She also, did you know, she was 40, by the way. She was significantly older than Harry. Isn't Harry 35, 34?
Sure.
Somewhere
near. I have no idea.
But he's an APW, so they may age in a different.
He's 35, yeah.
She also got banged by Harry Styles.
Oh, right.
Now, he's anywhere near 40,
young.
Is he?
No.
Is he like 28 or something? 26?
Yeah. He is 26. Wow, you're pretty good at this.
Thank you.
Bitter Ruff is a
male. Zayn Malik.
As a male sexual partner whose toughness or lack of sophistication is a source of attraction, but I think they're just applying it to.
Oh, her lack of sophistication?
Yeah.
Is he really that sophisticated?
Well, he's
I mean,
a royal.
Follow his little route to where he is. I mean, he's had a bunch of drunken fuck ups. I don't think he's that sophisticated.
I don't either. I think they just have that.
They pretend he
imperial,
is.
Yes. The breeding. Except he's whatchamacallit's kid.
Oh, yeah.
The groom.
Hewitt,
yeah.
Oh, yes.
The writing instructor.
So was he a bit of rough?
There was, did you guys see the Ernest Ainsley story?
No, who's that dude?
he's a mega church guy, except he's a little, I don't think Ernest Ainsley was this televangelist who was just gigantic, but he's 98 now.
Everybody's going to church, God damn it.
What was his mark on the world?
Trudy, I think he did the thing, the laying on of hands, where he would touch people and they would fall just over. Fall down and then they would be fine.
Oh, okay. So he was, it's like one of the carnival barkers.
It's one of those, you know, put a tent over that circus.
Yeah, right.
It's one of those things.
Yeah.
Probably, you know, like a traveling gypsy, band of gypsies. But,
only
you know,
religious, yeah.
Laying on of hands. But the thing took off and he was on TV. Because we used to watch him in college, and I remember thinking that the Ernest Ainsley Hour, or whatever it was called, I always thought that it was like WWF wrestling.
Yeah.
That it was, everybody knew it was fake, and it was just good TV.
Yeah.
I'm a God warrior!
I mean,
thank God you guys only have three channels.
True.
I think you had to see things very differently then.
Yeah.
I kind of think it might have been a lead-in for wrestling now that I think about it. But, you know, it was he was very popular, and it was obviously ridiculous. I mean, the idea that he could make someone get out of a wheelchair because he touched them. I mean, it's a dog and pony show. It's a con.
Totally. Yeah, absolutely.
You know what else this guy said? A lot.
They always used to say, "We're a hairpiece."
Look at this rug on his head.
It's pretty natural. What are you talking
about? That's traficantish.
That is the worst.
Wait, is there what? Go back to that photo. What is that picture on his wall of?
An airplane?
But it's like an airplane on a... What's the background of it?
It's probably his personal plane.
Probably.
Okay, great. Good for him.
Great hairpiece.
Wow, what a weird face, too.
Yeah.
So...
Well, no wonder Jesus picked him.
Rectangular. Well, you know, honestly, I think the... I had a real stretch... where I really just thought religion was one big joke from watching Ernest Ainsley, Oral Roberts.
Robert Shuler.
When I first got into radio, that was a big story about how, send me, I got to get $10 million and God's going to take me.
Yeah.
And it was like, no, that's bullshit.
Surprise.
That's complete bullshit. He is scamming. I mean, and then there was Jim Baker when I was in Charlotte.
You're just fascinated with the Bakers to this
day. I was.
Day.
No, I am. And the bakery, B-A-K-K-E-R-Y, in detail. And Tammy Faye, and Tammy Faye, I actually ended up liking her.
Yeah,
yeah,
she's great.
She was ultimately
I think she was a cool chick. Although, in a weird way.
I'm so glad she went on Larry King at the end too. That was was fun. That was a great watch.
Don't
didn't freak anyone out at all.
Wow, that was
why did she do that?
So Ernest Ainsley,
is it Ainsley or Angley?
I think they call him Ainsley. That's how I remember it, but it's spelled like Angley. Do you know, Trudy? Wasn't it Ainsley?
I always thought it was Ernest Ainsley.
Work of the devil.
and he was a televangelist, and yeah, I seriously thought nobody believes this. This is like wrestling. So this is all fun, and we're in on the joke, and it's cool.
Yeah.
But the truth is that we were fooled. It was real. People that went believed it was totally real. So anyway, this guy has been pursuing this lawsuit against Ole Ernest.
Uh-oh. Oh, really?
And he says that he went to work at the church, and he joined the church, and then he went to work at the church. He was 18, very handsome. And he sought the counsel of Ernest because he's on the inside now, and Ernest said...
I don't know where this might be going.
Ernest, he told Ernest that he was thinking about getting married, and Ernest said, well, let me give you some counsel, and turned out to get proper counsel, Ernest needed to watch him masturbate to make sure that he
was doing it right.
Oh, I'm shocked.
That he EJ'd correctly.
Wait, what's the correct way to do it? I'm confused now.
I don't know, and by the way, EJ is not after ejaculation, it's after EJ Johnson.
Johnson, yes. Because he's the only one that's done it right.
Yeah, he knows how to do it.
My balls are about to shit.
Well, now I'm kind of curious as to what old Ernie thought the right way was, I guess it's just a con to see
him
do
it. He just wanted to watch him beat off.
And the kid go, well, I'm doing it, it's the way it works, why do you need to see it?
It just...
Well, kids didn't say that back then.
Oh, yeah, they did.
From what I'm reading, it just sounds to me like the guy liked young men, and you know I believe he railed against homosexuality. If I remember this correctly,
very very anti-gay.
Yeah,
well, he should know.
And then he invited this youngster over for a special anointing.
My damn God, did I guess you have to take the side of Satan, no, motherfucker.
Where apparently he had to massage him naked.
Well, yeah, I mean, can't wear clothes.
Then they were both naked, and these naked massages went on for 6 years.
Well, they must have been pretty good.
During the final session, Miller said Angley tried to teach him how to French kiss, which he referred to as a tongue sandwich. Oh, gross.
Stupid name.
Eat a tongue sandwich. I come in the name of Jesus by the power of the Holy Spirit. Biatch!
No, I want you two to kiss each other.
He repeatedly said Angley asked him about his sex life over the course of his 10 years employed by the church.
How corny, a tongue sandwich. Get out of here, Angley.
You want to hear from the guy? I don't know what he says here, but this is the accuser.
Yeah, let's hear Ernest.
The accuser.
All I can do is just say a prayer every morning thanking God.
For what?
For helping me.
Oh, okay, thanks.
This guy
to get out of there, for setting me free from that bondage that I was in.
This guy seems really fucked up.
Since birth.
If Ernest Angley did that to me, I'd be terribly fucked up.
Yeah.
Especially if I EJ'd for him.
Incorrectly.
I thought that he was truly
he's laying on hands.
You know, like,
that's what he was doing to this guy.
Holy man, this prophet of God, one of the greatest prophets of God to ever walk the earth. Really.
So it was a joyful moment when he says.
So how many other guys are going to come out of the closet saying that he did this to them?
Wanted 17-year-old Brock to become a pastor.
I was shocked.
The people of the church are saying that he's saying that I told this guy. They're all saying, no, he never told us anything.
Yeah, the money.
His family and his girlfriend at the time say, yes, he told us all. He didn't know what was, didn't understand what was going on because it's Ernest Angley.
These allegations have been going on for 16 years from this guy, and they're just now settling the lawsuit?
Oh, great.
So am I gay? Am I gay?
This was in Cuyahoga Falls, Ohio.
Yeah, it was in Ohio.
Cleveland.
I cannot get over...
When Ainsley did it, did he call it pastor baiting? So stupid, I'm sorry.
He wishes he could have service marked that.
He wanted him to go in to be a pastor. Hey!
I guess because I was sort of paying attention when televangelism was coming, because it was really when we were teenagers when televangelism really came to be. And eventually, didn't we watch virtually every televangelist scam?
Yeah, unfold. Because
what was the 2020 thing on where they were just opening up the prayer cards and just looking if there was money? If not, they threw it in the garbage. They didn't even read it.
Right.
Baker?
No, that wasn't Baker. No. That was it was a famous 2020.
Reenacted on the Righteous Gemstones.
Yeah.
Basically.
Yeah.
But they had inside video of them opening these cards. They asked them to write the cards to the church and with a message, and somebody would read it. And
in defense of the Gemstones, they did a quick prayer. It was quick, but they did a quick prayer.
Oh, before
prayer.
They opened them?
After they opened them, so they could find out what to pray for.
So then you had Jim Baker. They stole millions. You had Ernest Angley, Jimmy Swaggart, who was picking up whores. He cut a hole in his sweatpants.
Who was the Crystal
Necessity's the mother of invention, Drew.
Who's the Crystal Palace again?
Jeweler.
Wow, Jeweler. That was a good move.
Yeah. He's the farting preacher, too. Isn't
he? Yeah.
And all of them spent, I remember, I forgot who did this, but somebody went through a bunch of shows and determined how often they asked for money. And it was a huge percentage of the show was about send money. And I just thought, this can't go on. I mean, this is such a bad idea. You'd think the FCC would look into it or the IRS would look into it or something. But no, it just goes on and on. And, you know, we just saw the guy who surprised his wife with the Lamborghini.
Right. Yeah.
Who's a televangelist. And it was like, it wasn't even a story. It was like, hey, that's normal. We just let these people do this.
Of course.
Well, God wanted him to have a Lamborghini, man.
And the big plane. What is that guy that...
Oh, yeah. Well, the one...
Yeah, the plane.
Side eyes guy, are beautiful.
He already had a plane. No, that guy... I know. This
Didn't
is
know
disgusting.
That, did you, babe? Why Isn't that wonderful?
Kenneth Copeland.
Why do we let this shit go on?
They're not prophets.
Honestly, no, they're not.
True. How do you
are not nonprofits?
How do you prove that God didn't want him to have five planes? Prove it.
Well, that was Jim Baker's thing. Was prosperity gospel? Was that?
God
wants the dog to have an air conditioned doghouse, then the dog will have an air conditioned doghouse.
Yeah, it's in the Bible.
Galatians chapter 3.
Can't fight that logic.
And he's still at it today, except now it's survival.
He's been to prison for stealing money. He's back on TV asking for money again, selling survival kits for the Armageddon.
But those private planes, those are a necessity.
If I flew commercial, I'd have to stop 65% of what I'm doing.
Well, good, then do it.
Why? You can proselytize on a plane.
Why doesn't he get a hard
really
time?
That's really none of your business.
Ooh, well.
Why does he get a hard time over his carbon footprint?
Oh, great. Oh, my God.
God wants him to have a carbon footprint.
Oh, wait. I mean, I understand that political correctness cannot enter the church for some reason, but not even climate change?
No.
Yeah.
Really?
Jesus trumps all, man.
And Elton isn't going to help
Save
this
yourself.
Guy.
I don't get it.
I have got to fly that plane.
Jeez. It's just interesting, you know, the FCC took, I mean, they went crazy on Howard Stern for certain words that escaped. But somebody telling old people that don't have a lot of money, to send the money and getting their last $1,000 or whatever for their lifetime membership.
Miracle, yeah, that they'll get a miracle.
And for the, what would they call them, the seed, the, you know, where they send us $10 and that seed will grow.
Yeah, seed money.
Mm-hmm. And, I mean, just scamming people out of millions of dollars, and I never heard about the FCC.
This is the day the Lord has made. Let us rejoice and be glad in it.
Never heard of anyone getting penalized. Nobody.
No one did.
No licenses removed, nothing.
No, never.
Yeah, it's a religion. What do you want to do?
Yeah, would it have been.
Just want to take their license away for what?
I just want them to be sincere. That's all.
He made that airplane so cheap for me, yeah. I couldn't help but buy it.
Exactly. God's dealing in airplanes.
Hall Financial, by the way, since we will be calling Stan. I'm pumped to talk to Stan. Yeah. Are you paying more than... If we don't get Stan today, by the way...
She promised he'd be there.
She did.
It's family day. Like he listens to Karen. Is that her name?
Karen.
Yeah.
I know.
If you're paying more than 4% on your mortgage, you need to talk to Hall Financial. If you have lingering high interest rate credit card debt, you need to talk to Hall Financial.
Yeah.
Maybe a refi. Maybe you want to take money out of your home. Maybe you've got a home equity situation, or you want to put an addition on your house, or who knows what you want to do. Shorten the length of your mortgage. A refi could save you lots of money for a long time, and they do it quickly. Averaging 10 days from start to finish on listeners that applied for a refi of their mortgage with Hall Financial in the last couple months. It's simple. 248-308-5000 or drewandmike.hallfg.com. DavidHallMortgage.com. They are Hall Financial, NMLS number 1467435.
Okay, bye.
That's the best okay bye. I think it's even better than Napoleon's.
Yeah, definitely.
So, I know Mark sent me this, and I jumped right into it, too. Beautifulpeople.com.
Yeah, isn't that a great site?
Oh, don't you want to just slap anyone who wants to be accepted by beautifulpeople.com? Yes. It's a beautiful people dating site.
You're kidding. It's not the Marilyn Manson hookup?
No. This is just for beautiful people, and four of five people that apply get rejected.
Shouldn't there be a database of the people that were accepted so we know to stay away from those people in general? Because they're going to be bad human beings, right?
Yeah, I think it'd be
terrible, terrible people.
I think this is where I support your program of making those people go 2 weeks without makeup.
All the women should be jailed for 60 days so we can
just
see what they look like.
You can see whether they really are, because that's what they're trying to ply their trade as beautiful people.
So did you sign up to see if you were accepted?
I did not.
What?
I'm assuming that I would be, but I would never apply to something so terrible.
How are you going to connect with beautiful men and women in your local area and from around the world? How are you going to chat live with other beautiful men and women?
You know, it's interesting. People really think that without dating apps, you can't meet anyone.
No, I know. It's honestly kind of freaky and sad.
Yesterday, you guys made the attempt to call that dude who's trying to pay $25,000 to find, you know, a new girlfriend, a new lover. And when he was during his video, he says, I mean, all we got is Tinder and Bumble and Farmers Only. He rattled off
plenty
all
of fish,
these
match.
Different
com.
Apps that there is to help you find a loved one when these things didn't even exist 15 years ago.
Now, the fun thing about Beautiful People is that the members get to vote on prospective incoming members.
Oh.
Did you know that?
I didn't know that.
Yeah, they decide. The Beautiful People of Beautiful People decide if you're a beautiful person.
Who were the initial Beautiful People, though, I wonder?
Whoever started it.
Can Can you go on the site and see? Do they show us an example of the average person?
If you're beautiful.
I can't get in unless you sign up.
Okay.
Now, I think a while ago, Nightline did a big story on this website.
Yeah.
And they talked to the beautiful person that started it.
Oh! Well, the story was about how the ugliest people in the world are German females and Irish males.
That sounds about right.
Because they get in, the smallest percentage of Irish males and German females get into beautifulpeople.com are accepted.
Well, have those beautiful people ever consider that those two groups possibly don't need them?
Well,
that's why they're the fewest.
No, they of the ones that apply, they get the lowest percentage in.
Yeah, it's a percentage.
So in other words, they want to get in.
Oh,
they just
I see.
Can't. But however, you're from Norway, if you're a female from Norway, I guess 70% of females from Norway get in. 60-some percent of Swedish women get in.
Now, don't you think there's going to be a bias of some sort since the people in it are voting on the new people?
Yes.
Like the Norwegians and Swedish, they're going to pick the Baltic people.
I'd like to think that, but I frankly bet that
they're pretty hot.
People are pretty hot in this place.
Sweden, Norway.
Iceland is number three.
Yeah, same thing.
Brazil number four. Argentina, nice. And then Ireland, France, USA. USA women only eighth. Although it is
that's
eighth.
About right.
I mean, there's a lot of countries out there. Canada ninth. Italy tenth.
Italy's tenth.
The males.
I just assumed everyone in Italy tries to get on it though.
Probably
doesn't Italy pride themselves in being super hot? And
oh
sexy?
Yeah, they think they're so hot. Men, Sweden number one. Brazil number two. Denmark number three. Italy number four. Portugal, Argentina, Norway, Spain, USA number 9, Canada number 10. And the bottom few are UK, Russia, Poland, Ireland.
Wow, the UK really low.
UK didn't do well on the female side.
I think
either.
You're really ugly.
They were 16th. So,
I mean, that's science.
Yep. And you're ugly.
Come on, name one hot Irish guy.
Colin
Farrell.
No, he's gross.
He's
just kidding. I don't know.
Yeah, he's Irish.
Super hot.
He was mentioned because they mentioned him in the story.
Michael Fassbender's nominated too.
Liam Neeson.
Get a room with Michael Fassbender.
Well, you've seen his dong, haven't you? No. You've seen his dong.
Is his dong available?
Yeah.
Really?
Isn't Per?
Right. What's that one stupid movie where his dong's all over it?
Wait, is he supposed to be Irish too?
Michael Fassbender.
So all three of those guys that we mentioned there have reputed. Huge dogs.
Oh, is that right?
Yes.
Farrell, Fassbender, and
Farrell, who? Fassbender, and Neeson.
Are you in the hung jury?
No, I've just, you know, I've watched.
I think Pierce Brosnan's Irish. He's dreamy, isn't he?
Yes, he is. He is Irish. He was mentioned in the story, too.
I can't believe you guys haven't seen Fassbender's dog.
No, I haven't.
I've heard.
We've gone over this like four times.
Drew's pretending he doesn't know.
I don't care. I mean,
show me a picture of it.
I don't want to be with him.
Neither do I, but he's got a big dong, doesn't he?
Well, you love showing it off. Jeez.
If I had a dong like Fassbender, I'd show it off.
Fassbender's dong's pimp.
We just carry it in your wallet. You're so into it.
Maybe I will, jerk.
His own dick.
Make it the wallpaper of my my cell phone.
He sends Fassbender's DP.
I don't know what that stupid movie is.
There it is.
Oh, okay.
What's the name of that dong? The movie's terrible, by the way.
Wow, you like them discolored like that?
It's a lot of
discolored.
That guy needs to go to manscaped.com and use promo code Drew.
It totally does. Wait.
That guy.
I knew you were into penile discoloration.
It's just a shadowing.
Is it bouncing there or is it lifting off?
Oh, it's both.
I think the movie's called Shame.
It's terrible.
Ridiculous.
Were they being ironic when they named it? Shame.
I
no shame in my game.
I don't even remember what it's about. Just that his dong was in there.
No shame in my game.
That's the only thing I remember.
Well, I remember I hated the movie.
Because of his dong.
Probably.
Okay.
Any other male dongs you want to talk about?
No.
Okay.
Not right now.
Well, you keep talking about
come back to that.
You brought it up.
I love looking at small penises.
Bentley was here yesterday, and Bentley is, of course, at Zotford today, where they brought me a loaner car because
any update on your smoke mobile?
I don't know.
It doesn't seem that it's we are determined we have determined yet whether it has anything to do with the oil change.
I mean, come on.
I know. I can't. How can you go into an oil change place and drive out with so much smoke coming out your exhaust that you cannot see the car behind you? I mean, when I drove home, when, like, the last 5 blocks or so, I was looking back and there's these giant plumes of smoke. It was like a plane was driving down the street. It was so ridiculous. I felt like if a cop comes by, I'm so pulled over. It was a total disaster.
It's not your fault though. It's that oil change place.
It seemed like it to me. I don't know. I mean, they're gonna look into it and they're fixing it. So
car,
it might be under warranty. Hopefully. Crazy. But anyway, Bentley will put me in a new one if he needs to. Mm-hmm. And Jim, of course, is offering dinner with us, dinner with the entire show, if you lease or buy a car from Jim Bentley, or used car, pre-loved car. And don't call Bentley if you want a new Ford or a previously loved vehicle. Simply jump in your car and get to Zot Ford and Holly, where we guarantee that sales manager Anthony Ketchum and possibly Jim Bentley will save you tons of cash while making the entire process very simple. So, and don't forget, Zot Ford can lease you brand new cars, trucks, and SUVs around $100 a month, or buy them with 0% financing at up to $10,000 off, and dinner with us through March the 15th. So you got about a month. And Trudy, what the heck?
That sounds delicious.
Dr. Roche.
Yeah, February, the entire month of February, you should get whatever it is that you need tightened up, because they've got specials so that you can get into the tip-top shape for summertime. So you can take more off, show it off, whatever you need to do. You can get liposuction surgery, 2 areas of liposuction. Get the 1 area for free at Dr. Roche's office during February. And also breast surgery, augmentation surgeries for $500 off. Your pick, I guess, since they have so many different ways that you can tighten things up, lift,
body tight.
Increase. Yeah.
Mark went in there with a picture of Michael Fassbender's penis.
And I guess what? He can do that?
I guess it, no, they that. Turned you. I heard they turned you away.
There's not enough weights to make mine crazy. Look like that.
I think if they tighten up your torso, then they'll make that all look bigger.
That's true. It's all about the core.
Yeah. And you can also go in and get your Valentine gift certificate. And just because Valentine's Day is over doesn't mean that you can't get your free dermabrasion treatment for $100 value when you purchase a free gift certificate from Dr. Roche's office. It's not too late to give the gift of being tightened up in the month of February. 10% off all their CBD products as well. The Sports CBD skincare and for pets. Go to droche.com to see what's what or call them. 248-338-1110.
There were two weird crimes yesterday. One, and the headline was weird too. Drew Carey's ex-fiance, Dr. Amy Harwick, is murdered.
Yeah.
And
seriously, this is a shell thought.
Yeah.
They canceled taping of The Price is Right today. I guess maybe it's a serious, just a serious thought. How tight were they? When you say ex-fiance, I just assumed it was years ago.
They were engaged in 2017, I think, or 2016.
To be pretty torn. I mean, we all grieve differently, so maybe the right thing is to cancel.
Yeah, I mean, maybe
Price is Right.
Are they going to be having memorials to her for the next few weeks and have them at every game show? Yeah. We'll do a big deal, and
yeah, every game show should if all things were equal.
They'll have Common there doing a long poem about her. I mean,
you have to guess how much the casket is.
Oh man,
I don't know.
Well,
they play the Mountaineer song when they're lowering the body.
This story is just so shitty, too. Apparently, she was engaged to another guy. It makes it sound like she gets engaged every time she meets somebody. But, anyway, I don't want to judge her. The ex-boyfriend, the ex-engagee, apparently broke into her place and attacked her.
What?
And she ended up going off a third-story balcony.
What?
And dying.
Yeah.
Now, she had a restraining order against this guy, which ended 2 weeks ago.
I wonder if it protected her.
It sounds like she had some kind of contact with him since then. I don't know what that means. But obviously it wouldn't go all that well if he's dressed head to toe in black and he forces entry into her place.
Man.
And she goes down a couple stories. And I saw that there was a comment. And I heard that Wendy Williams said this today. It said, Dr. Amy Harwick, come on down. Which
she what?
I don't know. I swear to God, I read that.
What? No like, way.
That couldn't have been. And it was a comment under the story too, which I kind of chuckled at, didn't it? Because she fell off the third story. But she, Wendy Williams didn't really say that, did she?
I can't believe.
I heard she
maybe
apologized.
Maybe the Wendy Williams that was on the American Airlines.
Yeah,
that
oh,
Wendy
oh, the lady is suing yeah. for the guy punching the seat. Yeah, that
she's
could be.
Become
yeah.
the shock tweeter or something.
That's possible. And then the other weird, crazy story was this couple in Ohio who, this guy's ex-wife is a stunt woman who was a body double for Jessica
yeah,
Alba,
yeah.
and she was a body double for Cameron Diaz, and apparently she's so mad at her ex-husband, she and her new husband drive 440 miles to confront them at his house, mm-hmm. and they get out of the car, they both have guns, and apparently there was an exchange of gunfire.
Shootout.
She had, the ex-wife had a concealed weapons permit. Now, what danger is she in, by the way? She's the one shooting people.
I know. You never know.
I mean, isn't that interesting how often the person that is so concerned about their security is the one
who's
that people should be concerned about.
Really? I mean, honestly, in this case, for sure. And I guess this guy shot back and killed both of them.
Whoa. By the way, she looks nothing like Jessica Alba.
No.
You know what?
She's 55 years old.
I was wondering, do you think Alba knows who she is?
Oh, God, no.
No. No, I doubt it.
She's just the stunt double or the stunt person.
Sure. Don't they take pictures all the time with stunt doubles?
Do they?
Yeah, you see that.
Well, but Alba
frequently.
Don't you think Alba's taking pictures with everybody on set who...
That story is so weird.
Wants to get a picture with her.
I just can't believe... I feel like something is missing in that story.
You know how we'll know if Alba knew her? Let's see if she tweeted about her.
Oh. So is she in the death triangle with Greasy Bear then?
Greasy Bear's alive.
I thought he was dead, man. I thought they were both dead.
Gummy Bear is dead.
Oh.
Yeah, it's the,
oh, that's right.
The Davis family. It's Jason Davis. That's Brandon Davis. It's really funny because, honestly, I read a story about this today, and it said, Jason Davis... whose brother was known for calling Lindsay Lohan a fire crotch.
That's
Paris Hilton.
Lindsay Lohan has got the stinkiest f***ing sweaty orange vagina anyone has ever seen. I haven't seen it, but it s*** out freckles. It's orange, and it f***ing smells like diarrhea.
Paris Hilton. Nick,
how do you,
what
how do
news agency called that out?
I don't know where I read that, but I was like, wow, what a... What a strange way to be identified, because your brother is so well known for calling Lindsay Lohan a fire crotch with Paris Hilton, and you're that guy's brother. It's like the thinnest, it's the thinnest connection to celebrity I've ever heard of.
But isn't that better, isn't he better known for that than what the other eulogy said he was a voiceover guy?
I knew
for?
That show. I watched oh, that did? Show when okay. I was a kid. Recess?
How did he
never
get that show?
Never heard of it.
Well, he's
I
rich.
I've seen Recess.
His father's a big oil baron. He, like this guy was really in Hollywood.
His father bought the studio, though, so.
Right. So, he
so that's got, how he got his
some
job.
Some really stupid gigs that nobody cared about, apparently, except Brandon. Was he good?
It looks
his character
great.
Was lovable. His character was the fat, lovable guy.
Did you eulogize him on Twitter?
No. Good show.
Yeah, it looks like it.
Saturday morning.
I watched that show.
What, you watched the show?
I think it was Zeus. But I, for the life of me, I don't remember the character. And how hard is it to be a cartoon voice?
You don't remember that character?
Dead at the age of who the fuck cares.
He was a fat dude.
Oh, yeah.
Hmm.
By the way, Alba has not tweeted since January 26th, so she does not eulogize her stunt double, but her last tweet was, oh, my God, three broken heart emojis. I can't believe it. Ellipses, praying heart emoji or praying hands emoji. This is so devastating.
Wait, that's in January?
January 26th. Which I thought, wow. Well,
this woman didn't die in January.
No, but Kobe died January 26th.
Kobe!
She eulogized Kobe, but not her stunt double. It's crazy.
Kobe obviously had a lot more impact on her.
Clearly. Well, you know what, though?
I forgot about Jennifer Hudson did like a five-minute song, too.
That's right.
Common Jennifer Hudson, the Dr. Dre tribute, Chance the Rapper, and then they had Magic speaking.
Kobe!
Who else? Didn't other people speak, too?
Probably.
I've seen many people speak about Kobe, and I, you know, like I said, I grieved more than I thought I could grieve, because I was, This is really stupid. Sounds terrible. But when he died, I was absolutely shocked. I was
sad.
Completely stunned. It was like, oh my God. And we talked about it. And I was on that girl's ass who tweeted out the shitty story 10 minutes after it was official. And I thought that was rotten.
So you did your part.
And, it was grieving enough that I thought that was shitty. And eventually, you know, the other people are identified, and it's like all these young people. It was just terrible. It was horrible. Mm-hmm. It was absolutely horrible. And it was so unnecessary, too.
Yeah.
I mean, they didn't need to, they didn't have to be there. They
did not have to fly.
But
respect the family and back off.
Mark, you saying that this happened on January 26th?
Kobe did.
So that was over 3 weeks ago?
Kobe, yeah. Feels like yesterday, doesn't it?
No, it doesn't.
I was laughing watching
CBS.
No,
a week from now, this thing, is that going to be carried on networks?
Oh, it better.
It'll ESPN or somebody's going to
Will you guys watch it? Do you want to watch it? Are you going to like mark it on your calendar?
You know, totally. Maybe if Kobe was a Detroit Piston for that long, but he wasn't a Piston. You know, he was a Laker. So there's a lot of people in L.A. that love the guy. They're going to watch it. They're going to go to it. But I probably won't. I'll catch.
If it was Blake Griffin, you'd be attending all this stuff.
Blake Griffin's been a Piston for what? A year, 2 years?
Andre Drummond.
No, not
he passed
Drummond.
Away
He's
the
not
other
even a Piston
week.
Chauncey
current.
Phillips.
Oh, I thought he died. They traded him.
See, still,
Isaiah Thomas.
Maybe if Isaiah Thomas died in a horrific fashion, but no.
No, but I certainly would.
But if like somebody, you know, like a Barry Sanders or a Steve Yzerman, you better believe I'd watch it.
For the next month, good you'd point. Be going to stuff and watching stuff. And
I wouldn't go to the event, but I'd watch it.
Okay. I was laughing watching
Well,
CBS.
Gordie Howe's thing at the
Joe
Lazzaro, that was huge. Hey, Ernie Harwell's was huge.
Certain players mean a lot, especially.
But weren't we sort of done in a week or so? I mean,
I was.
Done. We don't forget Ernie Harwell, but.
I was done. I don't know.
Of course.
Sorry.
People were snapping pictures of
Ernie.
I remember.
I know.
Like it or not, it's over.
They showed a guy from the All-Star game in this report on CBS this morning, and I thought the reporter's response was just perfect. I mean, there couldn't be a better response to this guy who made his own outfit in honor of Kobe.
Rapper also delivered their
guy.
Own celebrations of Bryant's life.
It's
true.
A leather. It's like a leather onesie. It's a rapper.
It's a leather onesie, and it's got Kobe's face on the front, and I think it's supposed to be Gian on the back. I don't know what you look like.
I definitely feel his spirit in the building.
Bryant's legacy weighed heavily on basketball fans like DeVille Gates.
I make this from scratch.
Wow. That's something. He stitched together this tribute outfit.
I definitely wanted to honor Kobe and his daughter and the seven others that actually perished in that.
Oh, yeah, those seven other people.
I would say the seven other people.
Don't you just love that, though? The reporter goes, wow, that's something. Yeah, it's something. It's stupid. It's an ugly outfit.
You could definitely feel his spirit in the building.
Bryant's legacy weighed heavily on basketball fans like DeVille Gates.
I make this from scratch.
Wow. That's something. He stitched together this
And they had outfit. Nine stars on the jerseys last night for the nine people. But did they even say the other seven names?
No one knows who they are.
And that guy, by the way, did he put Kobe's daughter on the back because
she
feels
player.
A connection to Kobe's daughter or because she's Kobe's daughter? Because
Kobe was the best father. Hashtag girl dad.
Okay. I have to stop talking about this.
The greatness of Kobe Bryant.
Again, you know, I thought it was absolutely horrible, but I'm amazed at what a huge story it is.
Does it remind you a little bit of when Robin Williams died and everyone tried to top each other with how much they loved that person?
No, this is way bigger than when Robin Williams died.
You're right,
way
bigger.
This is going
bigger.
On longer, but I felt like there was a, let's top this person's grief, let's top this person.
Yes, because, you know, what's his name? Pitbull can't perform, he's so broken up.
Yeah,
and right. Tim McGraw can. And I'm like, is Tim McGraw an asshole?
Gavin McGraw, yeah.
Gavin McGraw. Yeah. Is he a dick because he can perform? Is he heartless?
I don't know.
Pitbull really that upset?
Pitbull got over it pretty quick. So did Shaq.
And there were people, you know, crying. People that didn't even play basketball. And they're bawling their eyes out. It was just, it's strange. I mean, you can't explain it.
Has there ever been a death in the sports world that has gotten this much coverage?
I don't think so.
I don't think so either. Muhammad Ali was a big deal, but, you know, I think people saw that one coming. What other athletes that have died, you know, way
well,
too
what long? About Thurman Munson when, yeah. I mean, I don't remember.
It was nothing like this.
What about the guy
nothing
who
like
died?
It was a big deal, but.
While piloting the plane and.
Well, there's been a few of those.
Corey Lytle?
Is that?
Corey Lytle did in New York City, remember?
What's the guy for the Phillies?
Was John F. Kennedy this big?
Oh, Roy Halladay?
Roy Halladay.
JFK Jr.? That wasn't, oh, that wasn't oh, that big.
Nah.
Was
yeah.
And he had opiates in his system, too.
Yeah, yeah. It was an experimental plane. But we did have video.
Hot dogging, too.
We did have video of it. JFK was bigger than this because of the whole investigation.
Oh, yeah.
I don't know.
Yeah. Bigger than this?
Oh, yeah.
When the day he was shot and the coverage and then the day after. And then, of course, you had to have the processional.
Well, he was missing, though. He was missing.
Hey, but some have even compared it.
This is one of those moments like, where were you when JFK died?
Junior.
This is one of those moments. Where were you when you heard about Kobe?
No, I meant JFK, not JFK Jr.
Right.
But yeah,
that's what she meant.
He was missing.
I knew that.
You're right.
Oh, I meant JFK Jr.
Right, I know.
Yeah, Jr. Oh. was bigger. You don't?
No, JFK
no,
Jr.
I don't.
Just he was just on.
Oh, I got
on
one.
Nightly
bigger.
News and on a magazine.
Michael Jackson.
When he died.
Michael Jackson's was way.
It
bigger.
Was. I think this is very similar to Michael Jackson myself.
Well, remember they had the big eulogy concert celebration,
but they
for
didn't
Michael.
Wait until it was his number day.
What?
You know, wait till it matched up with the calendar.
What day of the week is 224?
It's a week from. It's Monday.
It's Monday.
Yeah. Oh. So
is it cheaper to rent the Staples Center then?
Maybe.
Yeah.
Northwestern Tech.
As if they have to rent the Staples Center.
No. Northwestern Tech is a heating and cooling school in Southfield. And HVAC is all they teach. It's 10.5 months. Over 50% of the training is hands-on, and over 90% of the graduates got job in the field. And people generally do pretty well. I mean, it's a skilled trade, so you have work. If you're looking for a career path or you've got a situation, maybe you need to change directions, learn a skilled trade at Northwestern Tech at northwesterntech.edu. northwesterntech.edu. Next classes are starting.
Oh, that's right. There's an additional
copy, I think. I thought I sent something.
Please add, next classes are starting March 2nd.
There
March
you go.
2nd. Oh.
So you got
also,
a couple weeks.
What?
You can mention Drew and Mike as an option to the question, how'd you learn about us?
Yes, and please do.
So make sure you tell them, how you heard about us? Either when you sign up online or if you call, but yeah.
Another promo code. My God.
March 2nd, new classes.
Yeah, NorthwesternTech.edu.
Go a new trade.
E-D-U.
Thank you.
NorthwesternTech.edu. Should we call Stan?
Sure.
Yeah.
All right. Hall Financial Hotline, ready and waiting.
Was it Friends Day over there?
Family.
Family Day?
Family Day.
Isn't every day Family Day?
But it's a day to take off and hang with your family. According to, what was his name?
What do people do?
They probably do the same thing we do. I was just dicking off all morning long.
It's a family affair. Hey, that 25 grand guy for the perfect woman,
he
calls back. That was him, wasn't it, that answered? Or the machine?
Yeah, he did call us back or he did not?
He didn't. Did he?
I didn't check the missed call.
I got a couple other numbers that we can roll through, too, so we'll see.
Oh, T. Casterson, who sent us the message, the very, very, very long
mail
about the show, loves everything.
Oh, yeah.
He said it was Family Day.
Favorite listener ever now.
Sly Stone just rules.
Mom loves the both of them. You see, it's in the blood.
Uh-oh. Maybe they're doing something for Family Day.
Oh, whoa, is that Stan?
Yes, it's Stan.
Stan!
How are you?
Stanley!
Stan! Yeah.
It's Detroit calling.
Yeah, how are you doing?
How are you, Stan?
Good.
Have you
All right,
been,
later.
Have you been with Stan?
Happy Family Day.
Yeah,
oh,
happy,
thank you.
Yeah, what are you doing for Family Day?
I'm watching NASCAR.
Oh, that's right. They're finishing it.
Okay, bye.
Yeah.
There he goes.
Yeah, I'm watching the NASCAR race.
Is Karen watching with you?
No, she hates the NASCAR.
Why?
Wait, that sounds like it defeats the purpose of Family Day.
Yeah. So what are you guys up to?
We're just doing our show, and we were actually going to call you when the Blue Bombers that won it?
Yeah, congratulations.
Why did you guys call me then?
Well, we meant to. We just kept putting it off, and it's hard to get you because you're a little later. And then Karen told us that today was a holiday, and you'd be available.
Yeah.
So there you go.
Congratulations, though.
Yeah, NASCAR race.
Yeah. No, but the Winnipeg, when they won, how crazy was that?
That was crazy. That was good. The first time in what? How many years? 20 years?
Yeah. Did you cry, no, Stan?
A decade. 25 years.
25. Did you cry?
No, I didn't. No.
Good. Did man. You celebrate? Did you go out and celebrate?
No. We just stayed home.
Oh, okay. And now, what about the XFL, Stan? Are you digging the XFL?
Yeah, I watched a few games already.
What'd you think?
It's not the same.
Oh, I agree.
A lot of people say, you know, it's different format and everything.
What about the new rules, like no coin toss? The kickoffs are different.
Yeah, the kickoffs are different. I like that.
You do?
You get a better run back that way.
Do you know all the rules?
I know all the rules. Yeah.
I kind of like it that when a guy misses a 20-yard field goal or a 30-yard field goal, they interview him immediately to find out, look, what happened to you? What's wrong? And the guy has to give an interview. That's kind of neat.
Yeah. Yeah, they interview him all the time, too, on the sidelines. They got two guys at each side, eh?
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's pretty good.
I like the idea. It just seems that no one ever really says anything. I mean,
Matt McGloin did.
It's just cliches. Yeah, that's true. Maybe that's why they planned that, because Matt McGloin ripped the offense of whatever team he's on. I don't know what team it is. Yeah. They benched him in the second half.
Yeah, they got their old CFL coach down there, Trestman.
Yeah, where's he at? Not Washington. Is he in Washington? Where's he at?
Trestman, isn't he?
The former Alouette head coach, right?
Yeah, Alouette said, I think it was Toronto, too.
Yeah, he also coached the Bears, I believe.
Yeah, the Bears, too. That's right.
He spells his name with a C.
Sounds like Mark's on Wikipedia to me.
I'm not. Look, Trudy, am I? No, I'm not. Yeah. That's all Trestman knowledge.
He's with the Tampa Bay Vipers.
The Vipers, right? The Vipers.
Yeah, is that your favorite?
Yeah, I can't really know. I don't have any favorites yet.
Huh. Okay, now what about Johnny Manziel? You got to scout Johnny Manziel when he was with the Alouettes, wasn't he?
Alouettes, yeah.
Yeah. You got to see him play a little bit. Do you think he would fire up the XFL?
He might, yeah. But I don't know if he's done or not.
Oh, he's cooked.
Like,
he did seem kind of done. He didn't play very well, did he?
No, he didn't. No, not up here, no.
What about Colin Kaepernick? Does that interest you?
Kaepernick?
Yeah.
Not really.
No.
What if Winnipeg signed him? Would you be all for it?
Yeah, they need a backup quarterback right now. They got rid of their starter, their last year, back to Toronto. Signed with Toronto, the one that Kolaris won the game with?
Yeah. I don't know.
They signed Kolaris to a 3-year deal.
Al Kakouris?
And Nichols went to Toronto.
But what if Colin Kaepernick knelt for the Maple Leaf? Would you be upset with that?
Kaepernick.
Yeah, if he knelt for the Canadian anthem, would that bother you?
I don't know. That's kind of stupid. I don't really care for that dude.
I know. I'm not a fan either. I was just testing you, Stan. Yeah.
Now, Antonio Brown's out there, the wide receiver, formerly of the Steelers and Raiders. Would you want him as a Blue Bomber, or is he not represent
sure
the values?
Up here.
He would be.
Brown and the other guy that the Patriots got rid of there, Gordon.
Gordon, yeah. He likes his weed.
Yeah, but we need a quarterback. We need a backup quarterback this year.
Wait, I wonder if Tom Brady, would the CFL be interested in Tom Brady, or can they not afford?
That would be enough money for Tom Brady.
Yeah.
I give you, he's going to Oakland, who is it, the Vegas Raiders, though?
Wow, there's talk
right.
about it.
Yes, there is.
I doubt it. He'll end
up going to the Vegas Raiders.
Yeah. He'll start.
What's his name? Gruden.
Yeah.
Mike Gruden is a coach down there.
He is, yep.
I wonder if that'll happen. You know, I just heard this funny thing today. I normally totally ignore stories like this, but I thought it was interesting. They were saying that they had run Brady as the quarterback of every NFL team on some computer model, and he only won the championship with one team. Did they say what team it was?
Oh, I didn't see that.
You didn't see that story?
No, it's probably Winnipeg in the CFL.
No, it's probably New England, the Patriots. Yeah,
probably is the Patriots.
Probably is, yeah.
That's an easy one.
Stan's hot take.
Yeah.
Stan, so how's Karen doing?
Good. She's out shopping right now.
Oh,
okay.
Uh-oh.
Shopping on Family Day. Louis Riel Day, they call it up here.
What do they call it?
Louis Riel Day.
I don't know what that means.
Royale with cheese?
Is that French?
He's sort of like a French métis dude. They got a statue of him everywhere in Winnipeg, almost, it seems like.
Oh, really?
St. Boniface. Huh. He's a French métis dude.
Oh. Okay.
Okay. Well, yeah, we'll take your word for it. Yeah. Anyway, I'm glad you're enjoying Family Day up there, and we did want to check in, say hi. We've been using drops of your of our conversation with you for audio. Like, we just love the way you say bullshit.
Yeah,
you're okay. Yeah, that's good. You're okay. Bye.
That's good.
Yeah, I like that.
The okay bye is such a blow off, Stan.
So strong.
Yeah.
Can you play, Brandon?
Okay, bye.
There it is.
Yeah, I like that one.
Man, were you racing to get off the phone? That was pretty cool.
And
you like the Who. I like that one, too.
The Who?
Yeah, the Who.
I love the Who. Yeah, so do I. The Guess Who or the Who?
Oh, bullshit. do you like the Guess Who?
Who are you?
Who are you?
Who are you?
Bob O'Reilly? We won't get fooled again.
Yeah.
Did you like the Guess Who? They're Canadian.
Yes, they are. They're right from Winnipeg.
They are?
Yes.
I know that.
Yeah, they had a lot of great songs. No Time and
American Woman
and No Sugar Tonight.
I know. Yeah, that's right.
And then, wait, what are they? Isn't part of the Guess Who BTO Bachman Turner Overdrive?
They were. Yeah, they split up.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, you're right. You guys are pretty good down there.
I know my stuff. I know my Canadian bands. All right, Stan. Listen, have a happy family day. It's great to talk to you.
Nice to hear you guys again.
Yeah, and we will check in. I don't know. We'll find an excuse to call you, Stan.
I know. That's excellent that you guys call it all the time. I love that.
All right, Stan.
Okay, talk to you guys later.
Great talking to you.
Okay, bye.
Okay, bye.
Okay, bye.
Okay, bye. Bye.
Oh, whoa.
Man, the Guess Who are pretty cool. I liked a lot of their songs.
Did you like Laughing?
Oh, I
wasn't
laughing.
My fave.
Did you like
These Laughing? Eyes. Yeah, no.
Like the Burton Cummings songs. I mean, American Woman rocked.
It did, but I like Lenny's version better.
But I think I prefer the original. But I did like the medley. No Sugar Tonight.
MIT.
What else did they have? Share the Land?
Yeah.
I love that song.
Maybe I'll be there to shake your hand. Maybe I'll be there to share the land. Let me give it away.
But we all live together.
Together. Wait, Laugh for the Wolfman? Clap for the Wolfman.
Oh.
Wasn't that the Guess Who?
Is that them?
That bus, dumb song?
Bus Rider was a good one.
Bus Rider. Have you been around? I think I might have had this 45 when I was a kid.
Yes, I did too.
It impacted our lives.
Yeah. It's weird. They get no airplay at all.
None.
Zero airplay for them.
I don't get it.
What are we talking about?
Talking about Together Now.
The call and response.
No Time is a badass. Why wouldn't CSX play this? I mean, wouldn't that be a nice, fresh oldie for CSX?
I wouldn't recommend it.
Yeah, why doesn't Wheels play it?
Yeah.
Well, Wheels doesn't. I just smacked the ball before I finished. Wheels doesn't really go back that far. Yeah, that's a CSX song.
Zeppelin's 68, 69.
Well, I think 69. Wheels plays Zeppelin, but probably more 70s, right?
Yeah.
I mean, you guys play Communication Breakdown and stuff from the first record? You
sure.
Do? Okay. Well, I know they have a few 60s songs, Jason but not
confused.
Many. Oh, wait.
All right.
American Woman.
You know, I like how he eases into it.
They're coming to town, the Guess Who, in November.
What?
That's what it says, November 13th on Diablos.
Really? How many original members?
That's what it says. What?
Okay.
I wonder how many original members are in.
I don't know.
Well, I guess if Burton Cummings is here. There's another big writer, too.
Do you
too.
Like songs where they spell words? Like The Safety Dance? Or
they're kind of irresistible in a stupid way.
What are the other ones?
Can Rick Beato do a list of top 20 songs where they spell the title?
What are the other spelling songs?
You want, no.
Holler Back Girl?
Oh, yeah.
They spell banana in that.
Yes.
I just mean the title. R-O-C-K in the USA.
Wait, what about, what's the banana song?
That's what he just mentioned, Holler Back Girl. But she doesn't spell the title.
No, I mean the Shirley Bassey banana song.
Be aggressive, B-E.
B-E-A-G-G-R-E-S-I-V-E.
Isn't that a cheer?
I don't think
that's a song.
Wait, what are you talking about? Are you talking the banana boat song? Day-o.
It's a name song. Wait, what about that?
The name game?
What about the two people in that band, the guy drummer and the girl singer?
The Ting Tings?
Yeah. What was that song they did? Did it spell
you know
words?
My name?
Oh.
Maybe they didn't spell anything.
That's Not My Name is their song?
Yeah, that's the song I was thinking of.
Bay City Rollers, Saturday night.
S-A-T-U-R-D-A-Y.
Night.
That's
they're
going
to be at Andiamo's, too, and they want to know if we want to talk to them.
The Bay City Rollers? I might want to talk to the Bay City Rollers.
Okay.
I mean, that's so weird. I'm almost intrigued. Maybe I am intrigued. Today, by the way, this is so funny that this conversation came up because you're going to laugh. Today, trending on Twitter. I'm trying to find my first page because the second page is most of the stuff on it. But trending on Twitter, songs with parentheses in the title.
Oh. Huh?
I could believe how many there were.
With parentheses.
There's so many.
Really?
While you're thinking about that.
I know a bunch.
Oh, really?
Well, the first one that popped into my head was Britney Spears because she's got a few.
What song?
Crazy. Isn't that one
Crazy.
Of them?
Crazy. I just can't sleep. That one.
What's in parentheses?
I don't know.
You're more specific.
Drive me. You drive me is in parentheses.
Okay.
Something.
Beastie Boys.
Fight. Yeah,
you gotta fight. Yeah. For your right. And to party is in parentheses too.
What?
Yes. But hold that thought. It's a new year. It's a new decade, which means it's time for Zod Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram and deals in the D.com. Start something new event. They're releasing new loaded 2020 Ram Bighorn Crew Cab 4x4s as low as $148 a month. Or if you're about the Jeep Wave, stop by Zot and lease a new 2020 Jeep Compass Limited all-wheel drive around $122 a month. If you really want to step it up, get to Zot and lease a new 2020 Jeep Grand Cherokee as low as $229 a month. Plus, Zot is your lease turn-in headquarters. Any make, any model, over miles, body damage, payments remaining. No problem at Zot. They'll get you in a new ride for the new year. Check out the deals and their massive inventory at dealsind.com. And by the way, if you know, if Dirty Mike and the boys in the back of the car,
yeah,
they're not,
kitchen.
It's not like they're not going to charge a cleaning fee or something. I mean, don't trash your car on purpose. Just saying, if it's embarrassing to turn it in, they will take care of that for you.
Who would trash their car on purpose?
Well, I don't know. Just sounded like fun.
Some people might.
2020 and 2020, that could be you. If you go to Dr. Yaldo, and you could be 20/20 without glasses and contacts, the only way to get there is a safe, painless, brief procedure at the Yaldo Eye Center, like LASIK or multifocal implants, which I think we spent a lot of time defining what that is. Dr. Yaldo is the guy with the most experience in the Midwest at these particular procedures, and all he wants to do is have you make that complimentary visit, and he'll tell you, yeah, you could do this. If you want to be 20/20, you could do this, or maybe you have to wait because your eyes are going to change in the next few years. Anyway, a lot of our listeners have done it with great results, so make the call. Understand we're required to rid you of glasses, contacts, and reading glasses. Surgery pays for itself over time. Decide for yourself. 800-398-EYES, 800-398-EYES, or go to YaldoEyeCenter.com. And they do have frames and all that stuff.
Yeah.
And, okay, parentheses songs.
Yeah.
This list is quite extensive. I Can't Get No Satisfaction.
Oh, yeah.
That's in parentheses. Clash, White Man, and Hammersmith. It's the End of the World as We Know It, and I Feel Fine in parentheses.
Oh, yeah. 6 o'clock TV hour.
Tucker Calling Foreign Towers.
That's all I know.
Pina Colada song, Escape. Pina Colada song is in parentheses, right?
Oh, really?
Yeah, it is.
If you like penis.
Doors Break On Through, To the Other Side in parentheses.
Really? I've never noticed that.
Don't Fear in parentheses. The
Reaper.
How about Pretty Fly for a White Guy?
Ugh.
What song? Who does that?
Deftones, Change in the House of Flies.
The Offspring. Right? Don't they do Pretty Fly?
Yeah.
Yes, that's got parentheses. Iran, So Far Away, Flock of Seagulls. T-Rex, Bang a Gong, Get It On in parentheses.
That's a good one.
Clash, Train in Vain, Stand Up, Stand By Me in parentheses.
Really?
Yeah. Yes.
Huh.
Yes.
Oh, okay. Sure.
Norwegian wood, this bird has flown, in parentheses.
Yeah.
You're acting like you dunked on her. I don't know what she did.
White stripes, you're pretty good looking for a girl, in parentheses.
I got a good one.
Molly! 16 candles. Down the drain. Yeah, that is a good one. What about everybody? Backstreet's back in parentheses.
Oh, God.
It is. Then there's dude.
Looks like a lady.
Yep, there's my car.
Parentheses.
What about single ladies?
Put a ring on it.
Yeah, Beyonce.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Yep.
Oh, and then there's this one. I wanted to barf when I saw this.
What?
Against all odds. Take a look at me now in parentheses.
About save a horse, ride a cowboy.
I hate that song. I hate that song because we were at a football game down in Notre Dame, and the tailgate played that song about 80 times in a row.
Hey, Rosie's favorite band, by the way, was on TBS Sunday morning. Sorry,
Air Supply.
To interrupt the list. Yes.
No, that one guy looked great in the tie that didn't was connected to his neck and not a shirt.
It's a scarf.
Trudy showed me the picture because she tweeted it out.
Did you watch it?
I didn't watch it.
Would you like to watch it? It is the softest interview of anybody totally that's ever made
I'm
music.
I'm kind of tempted. Is it Steve Perry-ish? Is it that soft?
Softer? Because they're both soft, so it's double softness.
You think that's softer than the Steve Perry interview?
Oh. That would be hard to top.
I mean, the one
that's
guy does.
That's why I asked.
The other guy does have a shirt with skulls on it. So I mean,
it's edgy.
Yeah, because when I think Air Supply, I think skulls.
No, I'm not saying they're tough or they're.
It was really weird to see the
they're
two Air Supply guys trying to look cool because they were. They were trying to look cool. Their hair was all poofed up and weird. Wasn't it?
Yes.
They were attended to heavily before that appearance.
By each other.
Possibly.
I just posted the photo and said that, you know, their tribute to softness, but a lot of people contributed some very great comments.
They probably do pretty big shows now, don't they?
Yeah, you should see the crowd there, too.
That's
worth seeing. Yeah.
I laughed at the one shot.
At CBS?
True. No, they showed one of their live shows. There's a guy in the crowd with a SARS mask on. Are they performing in Wuhan? Why is this guy wearing that mask? Let me see if I can find it.
Okay, I can only listen to Air Supply for so long. Oh, I deleted CBS. I deleted it.
You know what? I'll pull it up. I get it.
One person referred to Russell Hitchcock. As who's the woman on the right?
No,
I thought this was a girl for the first 25 years of my life.
He looks like a grandmother. He really does.
Show some respect, you two.
Why are you trying to find it though? Radiohead has Exit Music.
Yeah, for a film.
And Street Spirit.
They also have a song. I don't know the name of it though. That is totally in parentheses because they
the whole
would
thing?
The whole title.
Yeah,
I think
it's
people,
on the bends. I can't remember.
People in music are using parentheses wrong, but.
Oh, how about What's So Funny?
About love.
About peace, love, and understanding. Yeah.
There's this one here.
How Sweet It Is to Be Loved by You.
That's the Way?
Uh-huh.
That's the Way I Like It. Yeah,
Shake, Shake,
Sunshine
Shake.
Band. Oh, Shake, 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 Shake. I can't tell their songs apart. Pride.
In the Name of Love.
Yeah. Journey. Separate Ways. Worlds Apart. Steam. Na-na-na. Na-na-na-na. In parentheses.
Steam.
And then there's always PYT.
Pretty Young Thing.
Yeah.
That's a little redundant, isn't it?
I thought so. Instant Karma. We All Shine On.
Oh.
Happy Christmas.
Oh, World Is.
Is over.
War is over. Right.
There's this one. Shit.
Good riddance.
Did you throw this one out the window, Brandon, or did you keep it?
I wasn't. I didn't give up on them yet when Nimrod came up. I gave up on Warning.
Okay.
And I'd still do that to this day. I tried listening to some of the songs. No. No. Every woman
in the world. Oh, God.
In the 80s, Cupid had some serious competition.
Oh, Jesus.
They look even stupider
like
young.
Through the heart. Air Supply hit its target.
with love songs. And believe me, nothing but love songs. Rock and roll. The formula worked for the Australian duo back then, and it still does today.
They're the softest people in Australia.
We caught up with the band at a sold-out show in Tarrytown, New York.
Who has to see these people?
Tell them to come over here.
Critics may scoff, but hey, what's so bad about
tempo's a little heavy on that song.
There's people.
Oh, there's a guy in the SARS mask.
Slow down. What does it mean for you after 45 years to know how much your music affects people?
Well, for me, it's still overwhelming when we even get to do this. It just is. To sing a song in concert and look at somebody and see their reaction. Tears or joy or kissing each other.
Graham Russell, love. He plays the guitar, and Russell Hitchcock have been perfecting their pop ballad blend for decades.
Yeah. I like he jumps on the
guitar. Success tries to get people to jump up and jump. Appreciation.
Legend has it that in all these years, you guys have never had a falling out.
What?
No, never.
I find that hard to
believe.
That's
soft. That's really soft.
We just haven't, have we? Within the band, we have two separate roles. I'm not a lead singer, and I've always known that. I just want to write songs. So it's a perfect relationship. I've tried to get Russell to write songs, but he says, no, I can't write songs.
You can't? Why?
Because I can't write songs. Either you can or you can't.
What Hitchcock can do is sing. Even at 70, he's a year older than Graham. He still hits those high notes. The same notes that help sell tens of millions of albums.
Fucking shit.
You know the songs. The one that you love.
Oh, God.
All love. Out of love.
So
lost in love. See a pattern?
Is it possible to write a song without the word love in it?
I try very hard now.
I'm not saying it's a bad thing. It's a beautiful thing. I'm just curious. Yeah.
I do write a lot of songs without love in now, strangely enough. But sometimes it creeps back in.
It's just weird thinking that somebody is listening around, just getting off on this.
The guys are
kind of... God, I never thought of her air supply today.
You still do, like, over 100 shows a year? Is that
that's
right?
That's the part.
I think it's about 130, but who's counting?
The days can blur.
Who goes to them?
But there's one date they will never forget.
Yeah.
We met in a production of Jesus Christ Superstar.
Oh,
sweet. On May the 12th, 1975.
You know the exact date.
Absolutely, yeah. It was only a short time after maybe.
How soft. Remember when you met your bandmate?
Original songs, and we thought they sounded pretty good. That was the basis of our relationship musically and personally.
Do you know when Paul met John?
Talking about the Beatles, not Air Supply.
That's a double standard, man.
Historians know. I know the year, 1956. I don't know the actual date, but it was.
Respect the family and back off.
You're holding back.
Who's at a church for? Church fair in Wooten.
You know, I want you
though,
to kiss
I mean, the rest of the story, I don't know if we're going to listen to it.
Oh, yeah, we are.
Oh, okay, okay, okay.
Just cut through everyone like a knife. Close your eyes,
I want to see you. Oh, I hate this song, too. My
sweet dreams.
Since you guys met doing Jesus Christ Superstar, I guess it's okay to say that Jesus.
Together.
Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus.
Oh, I'd love to have a voice.
From fate to Air Supply's faithful followers. Who
there's
have a
people filming in the crowd.
In the band's heart.
Well, we call them airheads. And they're very appreciative
Wait,
of that.
Don't tell me people follow them town to town.
Yeah, they're
but
airheads.
I heard about one particular fan that really sort of surprised you.
Oh, look at him. I've got a tattoo in a very famous shop in Sunset Strip many years ago. Uh-huh. I came out of this shop and there were four bikers blocking my path, you know. And I thought, I'm going to die here today.
That's soft.
One of the guys said, are you the guy with Air Supply? I said, yeah. And he said, would you mind signing this autograph? My wife and I are big fans of yours.
He made that up.
Bullshit. I want a forensic accountant to examine that story.
This is part where they say that they're rock and roll.
Air Supply, troubadours of mellow or soft rock.
Softer.
Get ready for a surprise.
We're a rock and roll band.
No, you are not.
I get fed up with people saying it's mushy.
In your sweet dreams.
Romantic, no, I know.
But it's romantic rock.
It is, yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
Live, it's serious.
No matter the label, Air Supply has been making people happy for 45 years. And judging by the crowd here, there's nothing wrong with that.
Rock and roll!
Everybody's saying our music's really romantic. But it wasn't by design. I think it was just a reflection of who we
are. Yeah, how soft you are and how much you love love.
It's like the soundtrack of so many people's lives, weddings, intimate moments. You've probably created a little population explosion.
Ew.
Let's be honest.
No.
It's been alleged.
It's more than alleged.
What does that mean?
Anybody that fucks to Air Supply does not blow up.
Listen to their stage banter.
What about my parents?
Oh, fuck your girlfriend, pal.
What about my parents, Drew?
Oh, well, are you a product of Air Supply?
I don't know.
This for all the dudes on stage. All y'all gay.
Oh, my God. The worst part
I was a product of a I was a product of a cruise ship. Oh, I told you that story?
No.
Never mind.
Really?
That's what I've been told. This must have been a very
gross.
Why would you even want to know that? I would forget that as soon as I heard it.
Because it's so dumb. Why
hey,
would
I think you're going to need a bigger boat.
All right.
Well, all our parents got it on. What are you guys talking about?
Luke Nowacki wants to see you to help you with your financial future so you don't outlive your money, as Trudy says.
Mm-hmm. How about that?
If you're in your 40s, maybe you're not that worried. If you're in your 50s, you really should be thinking about this. If you're in your 30s and you're thinking about it, you're way ahead of the game. So why not talk to Luke and find out how to put your money in the right places to set you up long term? Or maybe it's a 529. Maybe it's a college fund. Who knows what you're worried about or what your goals are. But if you sit down with Luke Nowacki's team, they can certainly help you reach them. 248-663-4748. That's 248-663-4748 for Luke Nowacki.
Securities and investment advisory services offered through Royal Alliance Associates, Inc., member FINRA SIPC. Royal Alliance Associates, Inc. is separately owned, and other entities and or marketing names, products, or services referenced here are independent of Royal Alliance Associates, Inc.
I got a bunch of books the other day at Books A Million.
I saw one of them upstairs.
Oh, the Jessica Simpson book?
No, the red carpet guy.
Oh, Ross Matthews.
Yeah. Ross Matthews.
Yeah, that was. It's funny. I was reading that and I was slightly amused.
Yeah,
he can be funny, can he?
Ross Matthews talks like Air Supply sings.
He's
gay.
He can be.
I mean, high pitch.
I know.
I thought. See, the title suggests that he's really spilling, and not really. I don't know. But I always pick up a few books that I end up not really reading. But the Jessica
really,
Simpson
very
book.
Successful book.
Jessica Simpson book is very readable. And I was stuck on this John Mayer relationship.
Oh, God.
Oh, my God, does he sound like an asshole.
Really?
Yeah. Oh!
That's why he gets all those chicks.
He dumps her over and over and over and over by email. Every time by email.
How much were they really going out? Was it just a series of one nights?
You got mail.
It went on for a while. And she, this is a part I couldn't believe. He breaks up with her. And it's always because of her, something she's done.
Sounds about right.
You know, and it might be that you're drinking too much. Or you're not, I don't know where you're going with your life. Or you're not... you don't know what you're doing. It's always about, you know, her, and he makes her nervous because she feels like,
oh, she has to please him.
She has to stay up in the conversation. She's reconstructing text because she thinks she's using bad grammar, because anytime she doesn't use proper punctuation, he calls her out on it.
He's a grammar Nazi.
No, he's just an asshole.
He sounds very controlling.
Like such an asshole. And also, when she's married to Nick, he runs up to her at some event and says, "Oh my God, I love your song!" And it was a hit. It was on the radio. It had been.
He said that to her.
He said that to Jessica.
It's
and I actually
thing
said,
ever.
"Okay, I know he's lying. I'm
gonna
listen
to
the song.
A good move.
I'm gonna listen to the song just so I can verify that he's lying." And I listened to it when you walked up.
Oh,
that was the
that
song.
Oh,
yeah, that song. It was like, there's no way he loved this song. So then he starts...
Well, what if he did? I don't know. Maybe he did.
Well, get used to it, because that's my main move.
He starts
was
texting
it with
her.
You?
Yeah.
It was, okay.
Yeah, it was her biggest hit.
Oh, so it was about him. That's why I liked it.
He did not like this song.
Yay. Fucking shit.
I love it when AJ makes a comeback every now and then.
Yeah, I really
I remember this song.
John Mayer is cranking this song. So then he's sending her these messages while she's married to Nick Lachey, and she said that they were really inappropriate, and so she just stopped talking to him.
Wow, good for her.
So then she and Nick break up, and water beeline.
Squirt emoji, water squirt emoji, water squirt emoji.
He makes a beeline for her.
Does he?
Yeah. Huh. And she's kind of intrigued with him. You know, he's a true musician. And it's funny because she's sort of the star at the time.
Uh-huh.
And he isn't. But because he's sort of rumored to be with her, people start paying more attention to him. He sort of moves into the tabloid world.
Oh.
And his profile raises. And he's, you know, he's a great player. So he probably would have gotten there anyway. But they start... It just stupid things start happening. Like somebody went to a tabloid and said, yeah, they're seeing each other. And they worked for Jessica Simpson. Mm-hmm. She was able to find out who it was, fired them.
Wow.
And John Mayer dumped her. He just sent an email, said, it's over.
Really?
Somebody in your camp blew it. It's over. I don't want people knowing.
Consult anybody?
Hang on. Let me just ask my boner. Oh, yeah. He's fine with it.
So this just keeps going on and on, and he keeps running back to her, and she's like, I thought you were, like, had it with me.
This is one of those guys that loves mind games and controlling the woman.
Oh, I think so, and I think also...
And it works for him.
I think his wiener had something to do with it, too.
Yeah, he also his likes it whenever it wanted.
I can't believe my dick just barfed that much.
Because she fluctuates in weight at times, and when she's thin with them huge tubes, she looks amazing.
Yeah.
She does.
And so he keeps going back whenever she fluctuates back into the hot zone.
Oh, she goes down?
It is interesting that she, at one point, she thinks this is it. It's over. And they get together again. And he dumps her again. This time, I think it was via, might have been via text message.
Fine. I don't ever want to see you again. go away. I'm dating somebody else. I hate you.
So 20 minutes later, he sends her, get this, he sends her the Aerosmith song Angel.
Oh, what
and she's like,
heard.
What does this mean? He just dumped me 20 minutes ago, and now he sent me this Aerosmith song. So she's listening to the Aerosmith song for hours, trying to figure out, what does this mean?
Oh, my God. Meanwhile, he's probably hitting on
Jessica,
another chick.
Please stop listening to that stupid. Of all the songs he'd sent, Aerosmith Angel?
Yeah.
Sounds like an accident.
Oh, yeah,
yeah. Angel? Really?
Yeah, that
the fuck does that mean? I mean, isn't it a pretty vapid song?
Yes.
So she gives up, and she meets Tony Romo.
Oh.
Tony Romo actually meets her dad, I think.
Oh, and hot.
He tells...
Joe is hitting on Tony Romo first.
Probably. He tells her dad that he loves Jessica. He'd love to go out with her. And then she's like, oh, I don't think so. I don't date athletes. I'm kind of into musicians.
Mm.
And then she sees him on TV being interviewed, and somebody says, so who's your dream girl? You're a single guy, you're a quarterback of the Cowboys? He says, Jessica Simpson.
Oh, great. Nah, that's a classy good move.
And everybody is blown away by this because he's having a great year at the time.
Yeah. We're getting used to it. Because that's my main move.
She ends up going out with him, and she likes him. He's a good guy. Although I thought it was funny. She did describe he bought some big house in Dallas, and she said he had like hefty trash bags over the windows because he just didn't have time to decorate.
That was his window treatment?
Yeah, that was his window treatment.
I kind of like him a little bit better.
And a lot of his buddies would just come and go.
Yeah.
It sounded like Vic's house.
Sounds like a good. I got to tell you, Romo, since retirement, you know, all the stuff that comes out about him and what a good color commentator he is. I really dig that dude. He seems like a great guy.
She sounded like, honestly, she had very little negative to say about
Except,
him at all.
Wasn't there something about the breakup in a speedboat?
Yeah, she gave him a boat for his birthday.
Right.
And so he couldn't break up with her.
That's right. He's a good guy.
She describes him as a good guy. But anyway, while she's with Tony Romo, because this goes on for a while, and it's getting a lot of attention too, like the one game she shows up, he has a terrible game, and the Cowboys fans blame her.
Remember that? Yeah, yeah. And they head off to Cabo in the bye week, too, and everyone got really pissed off.
Yeah, I mean, it was totally stupid. But anyway, because she's with Tony Romo, now all of a sudden...
Oh, John Mayer.
John Mayer. Oh, yeah, all of a sudden he wants
what
back.
What type of shitty person does that?
And so he starts... What she said was that he stayed in her orbit, as in... He was friends with Fall Out Boy, and Fall Out Boy were friends with Ashley.
Ugh. Well, so, yeah, because the one dude dated Ashley for a long time.
Yeah.
Pete Wentz.
So, married.
They were married?
Yeah, they were married.
Oh, wow.
They had a kid, I think. So anyway, he's constantly telling her, I love your sister so much. I've learned my lesson. I know exactly how to treat her now. I know what she's all about. And then Ashley and Pete apparently are going to see her parents. He goes. And
what?
He kisses their ass. I love Jessica so much. I just want to be with her forever. She's my dream girl. You know, now that I know myself better, blah, blah, blah. And he goes on and on. And all these people are calling, going, John is just, he wants you and nothing else. Wow. He just wants you.
Wow, that was a good move.
So.
And then she told him,
I'm going to go ahead and go get married and get the fuck out of Dodge then. I'm going to move to Malibu Beach, shave my pussy, learn to surf.
She breaks up with Tony.
Wow.
And John makes a beeline for her. And, you know, he's just, oh, he's so nuts about her. And he wants to produce a song with her and all this stuff. And then, of course, he breaks up with her over
email. See ya.
He pulls the same shit all over again. And then comes right back a couple weeks later. Oh, my God. I don't know. I was crazy. I want to be with you. I mean, he's an asshole.
Chicks like assholes, man.
Well, she likes star power, too, because she's nailed, according to who's dated who, Jensen Ackles, who's the...
Ooh.
He's an actor. You've seen him. He's in a bunch of stuff. Nick Lachey, Johnny Knoxville, Adam Levine, Fred Durst, Bam Margera. Nice.
Oh, boy.
That was a very good decision there. Dane Cook.
Yeah, 2005, not her best year.
Jared Leto.
Really?
Yeah, Jared Leto. John Mayer.
Look at that John Mayer picture they used. Doesn't look like, yeah, I nailed her.
A couple times.
There's a pretty surprising one here. Marcus Schenkenberg. I don't even know who that is.
Wait.
Oh, he's from the Scorpions, isn't he?
Didn't he bang Pam Anderson?
Yeah, he did.
Yeah, he's in line currently, I think, for Pam Anderson.
Tony Romo. Billy Corgan.
Hmm.
Yeah.
That's weird.
And then currently Eric Johnson.
Yeah, they're married.
I really believe she's kind of like Stevie Nicks. If you get in her orbit, you'll get with her.
Yeah.
Romo.
I can't believe. Go to John Mayer real quick. What is this team for?
Oh, it's quite impressive. I went there today.
I want to see who else he's treated like shit.
Vanessa Carlton, Jennifer Love Hewitt. Oh,
yeah. Nice. Yeah, I can see him doing that.
Yeah,
to both of them.
Tona Mitra, the AT&T chick, Milana Vayntrub.
Oh, that's right.
Such a dark horse. That. Jessica Simpson, Minka Kelly, Jennifer Aniston, Sheena Marie, Taylor Swift, Rena Hammer, Katy Perry.
Does Katy Perry look like she's in the circus permanently?
Yes.
The list goes
she's
on
so
on.
Over.
She used to look really good.
I know.
Why does she look so weird now?
She's over. She's trying to get your attention.
Whose photo is that?
I think John Mayer ruined her.
Hey, can you check Minka Kelly's team photo? She's got Josh Jeter Gordon. and Mayer. I can't believe Mayer said Minka.
This is Kelly.
Oh, my God.
Brian White, Donald Faison. Turk from
Scrubs.
Taylor Kitsch. Chris Evans, she's got star power too. John Mayer, Topher Grace, Derek Jeter, Ramon Rodriguez, Wilmore Valderrama, who's nailed everything under the sun.
Oh,
Jake Gyllenhaal, Sean Penn,
Sean
Josh
Penn
Radner,
in there?
Jesse Williams.
Can we check Wilmer's team photo?
I don't think there's that much space on the internet.
And then Sean Penn, because Sean Penn's gotten some
Sean Penn's
very
got
bizarre
nice
conquests.
Jennifer Love Hewitt, Mandy Moore, Lindsay Lohan, Ashley Simpson, Avril Lavigne, Demi Lovato, Minka Kelly, Chantel Jeffries, Amanda Pacheco.
Christina Milian, too. Wow.
Christina Milian, Ariana Richards.
Jeez.
Lovato. Yeah. Click on Lovato.
What does he got?
Hey, Lovato.
Lovato's got that one drug dealer.
I mean, she, by the way,
TMZ
I don't know if you guys
video.
Know this, but she's sexually fluid. How'd you know I was going to say that, Drew?
She nailed Joe Jonas.
I've said it 3,000 times.
Joe Jonas!
She banged Trace Cyrus, so it looks like she hooked up with Disney.
Trace Cyrus! Look at what a tool he is! Look at that dope! That's Miley's loser brother.
She also
a goth brother.
She also had sex with Ruby Rose.
Nice.
I think we just went through this list the other day, didn't we?
Yeah, I think we did.
Okay, Sean Penn.
Oh, that's a good one. Charlie, didn't he nail Charlie?
Yeah, he did. That's what I don't. She's like a foot taller than
him.
She's
so beautiful, too.
Penn's got a big one.
Whoa.
Does she have like a vulnerable moment?
Brigitte Nielsen and Sean Penn.
I know. That's weird.
Elizabeth McGovern, Susan Sarandon, Barbara
Hershey.
Nice.
Madonna, Jewel.
Who will say?
Robin Wright.
Yeah,
Jenny from Forrest Gump.
She's kind of a nut.
Emily Lloyd, Ellie McPherson.
Elle McPherson.
Elle McPherson.
Wow.
Petra Nikolova.
Wow.
Man. Wow. Jessica White, Scarlett Johansson. Oh.
Wait, isn't that the girl from Big Top Pee Wee? Valerie Galoon.
Valerie Galoon.
Wasn't she in Big Top Pee Wee?
She's hot. I don't know. Who's in the top row?
Garcelle Buevas, Shannon Costello, Kalu Rivero, Charlize Theron, Minka Kelly, Layla George.
Minka Kelly's got a nice photo.
What's he got going on?
Next time
John
I see
so
Sean
carried away
and he's mysterious.
Next time I see Sean Penn, I'm giving him a high five. For
this
that
guy's
list.
Wiener is, you know, huge, right?
It's no Fassbender.
I don't
pull up Michael Fassbender.
Sean Penn, isn't it all just mysteries?
He's so deep.
I think so. Yeah.
He needs some straightening out. He needs an understanding woman.
I need to chase El Chapo.
No,
he needs a special woman.
Wow, look at this list that has been with that big dong of Michael Fassbender. He likes he likes a little ethnicity on his list.
Yeah, he likes black women.
Yeah.
The only one of note is Naomi Campbell.
No, there's more. Go down.
I don't know who the...
Rosario
Dawson. Okay.
Lupita Nyong'o. She's a big actress.
Wow.
Zoe Kravitz.
Oh, okay.
Lenny's daughter.
Really?
I guess I was wrong.
Hmm. Oh. Well.
I don't know.
Sean Penn. That might be the best team photo we've ever seen.
Well, try Ryan Gosling. He's on the right there.
Oh, yeah. He's...
I think he's too soft to have a better team photo.
Well, he's been with Eva.
Famke Jensen.
Eva Mendez for years, right?
Oh, that's right.
Sandra Bullock, yeah. Casey LeBeau.
Yeah, his team
Rachel
photo
McAdams.
Stopped.
Adams, Kat Dennings, huge rack.
Jamie Murray, Blake Lively, Olivia Wilde, Eva Mendez.
Olivia.
Yeah, his team photo's frozen.
Quality over quantity.
It's currently frozen. Sean Penn's is still expanding.
Hey, who's... try James Franco, that evil man.
Oh, yeah. Sean Penn's average could go down, though.
Do you think James Franco's on Who Dated Who, they include the women?
Oh.
That he assaulted the one?
That would be
dated,
bad taste.
He,
right.
He dated the one, though.
Oh. Yeah, he did. She should be on there.
Marla Sokoloff.
She's the one, right?
Yeah, that's her.
Yeah.
Ashley Hartman.
And she's gorgeous.
The Lindsay Lohan.
Yuck.
Anna O'Reilly. Sienna Miller.
Miller, wow, nice.
Why would Agnes Franco sleep with Lohan?
Amanda Seyfried.
She was there.
Oh.
Amanda Seyfried's beautiful.
He nailed Khaleesi.
Nice. Wow.
James Franco.
Really?
Lana Del Rey, Aaron Johnson, and Isabel Paxot.
Huh.
I don't know.
She's a very big face.
I would think Franco would have a better team photo than that. I think he's underperforming. Really is.
He's underreporting
his
stats.
He's like a high draft pick that just doesn't pan out.
Ooh, Josh Hartnett might have the best one.
Yeah, Josh Hartnett's got a good one. He hasn't been in any movies in the last 38 years, but...
Wait, Julia Stiles?
Yeah.
Whose photo is that in?
This is Josh Hartnett. Well, you haven't seen anything yet, mister.
Laura okay. Harris, Kelly Carlson, Natalie Imbruglia.
She was hot.
Yeah.
Monet Mazur, Ellen Fenster.
No one knows her.
Kirsten Dunst.
Nice. Whoa, Dunst?
Yeah, Daria Webery. Yeah. ScarJo.
ScarJo. Nice. I got to see her photo, man. She shows up a lot. Sienna Miller.
Nice. Sienna Miller, Gemma Ward.
Gemma. Yeah.
Penelope. Penelope Cruz.
He was with her, too?
He slammed Rihanna.
Nice.
Misha Barton.
Nice.
Oh, that Misha Barton, that brings his average down.
Wow, what are you talking about? She's Helena a lovely, lovely lady.
It's over.
Helena Christensen.
Yeah. What?
Oh, there she is.
Josh Hartnett. Are you kidding?
Katharina Dam.
Damn.
Yeah.
There's Romita another row.
Yeah.
Amanda Seyfried. Nice.
Again? She shows up again? Two straight team photos?
Tamsin.
Chance of it.
Whoa. You're angry.
Have we looked at ScarJo's team photo yet?
Yeah, we did.
We did. I was kind of thinking we did, but.
I always knew it.
But as a reminder, Jack Antonoff, Jude Law, who's one of our finest actors.
Oh, yeah.
Wait, Jack Antonoff? Whose is this?
ScarJo.
ScarJo.
Oh, she went to high school with him. But that's the guy that, didn't he bang?
Mark, stop acting as if you know everything about every celebrity genital.
Oh, Lena Dunham. Thank you. Thank you, Brandon.
Lena Dunham.
ScarJo is one person removed from Lena Dunham.
And Lena Dunham, who just had her debut walking down the catwalk.
Oh, there's a lovely picture.
She looked beautiful.
She looked beautiful. A little big. But going back to ScarJo, James Holzier.
Don't they have any other pictures of what's his name?
Patrick
Jared
Wilson.
Leto? No.
Jared Leto.
Jared Leto.
We found the most effeminate one.
She banged Benicio del Toro, Josh Hartnett, Ryan Reynolds, Sean Penn, Nate Naylor,
She has a type.
Good for her, man.
Trudy, you know so much the faces are alike on a lot of those people?
Colin.
Yeah. Isn't that weird?
Yeah.
Isn't that weird?
Right. Yeah, very much so.
I don't know.
I want you two to kiss each
Josh
other.
Josh Hartnett, the photo that they're using for this, is his high blood pressure.
Those three team photos going across, Ryan Reynolds, Josh Hartnett, and Benicio Del Toro, their eyes look the same, don't they?
Yeah, they do.
I don't think Benicio Del Toro looks like Ryan Reynolds.
I'm getting plastic surgery. I'm going to make my eyes look like that, and then I'm going after ScarJo.
She's got to be ready to...
I love you.
I was looking for signs.
She's ready to dump that guy.
I know. I was looking for signs that she was ready to dump him.
No
way. For sure.
No way.
So Jessica Simpson's book... Isn't that where we got off on this tangent?
This was a who's dated who rabbit hole.
Yeah.
So what? How far
like
are
it?
You in that
you
book?
You like it, right?
It's, well, reading through the John Mayer thing was so entertaining and so, I mean, you like yelling at the book.
Yeah.
Come on, Jessica. Jesus
what
Christ.
What about Joe? Is there anything about
Joe
in
there?
There's
not much about Joe. That's coming up, I think.
That's amazing how he's just dropped off.
We love you, Joe.
The map.
It is really, you know, what's weird too is that her parents manage her career, and so
they rip her off.
No, it's just that like she's at this event and she's really upset because she's supposed to sing at the Kennedy Center and it's a Dolly Parton celebration and she's supposed to sing 9 to 5, and she's drinking because Mayer's dumped her again.
She's really the butterfly effect of John Mayer.
I know. She's so bummed out. And I really felt bad for her. I mean, I think she's sincere in her foolish bimbo-y way.
Yeah, I like her.
She seems like a nice person. And then he calls when she's backstage. And
oh,
then,
God damn him.
Is he ever off his phone?
She's just about to sing in a couple hours.
Oh,
and he's
so
like,
he's screwing with her.
Fucking
head.
With her, yeah.
Wow.
So he fucks her up. For the performance, she has a terrible performance, and also he says, "You're drinking," and she's like, "I have to perform. I'm not drunk." And so he hangs up on her, just like, "You're drinking. I declare you drinking." Hangs up.
What a name.
So she's completely bummed out. She fucks up the performance, and she just wants to go home. And her parents are like,
"I'll be fine."
Her parents are like, "No, you have to go to the after party."
Wow, Joe laying on the hashtag girl dad. What an asshole.
So she goes, even though she's miserable, and she's supposed to shrink out of the room.
That sucks.
Wasn't there kind of a moment? I thought I heard her talking about it with the president or something like that, where she's like, I fucked something up. And he's like, oh, I fucked a lot of stuff up, too. And they had a moment.
Oh, really?
Oh, yeah. Which president? George W.?
I thought it was W. But she was like on Kimmel. I think she was talking about that. So why does she slur
Bush!
Her? Why does she look drunk when she goes on shows? These
I don't know.
She used to be sober.
She was drunk a lot, but she still seems drunk to me.
Yeah.
I mean, she's just a kind Kinsey. Of a, she's got a sort of a bimbo thing going.
Yeah. Works.
It does work.
It works for her, man. She's loaded.
Yeah. Well, she's got that shoe thing locked up.
Mm-hmm. Oh.
Jessica Simpson shoes.
She's a billionaire.
Goddamn shit.
You ever seen her house? It's beautiful. It's got a It's got a great view of the Kobe accident site.
Oh, that's right. Yeah.
Does it really?
She tweeted out a picture. Yeah.
She does. So today, there were a couple of weird things that happened. One, John Beilein, who left Michigan last year, is already out as a Cleveland Cavaliers coach.
Is it official?
Yeah, I thought it was. I thought that's what Riley sent me something.
Oh, it might be. I know they were working on his exit. And they said if he's not out after the All-Star break, he will be out at the end of the year. Because, I mean, what a failure that's been there. The second worst team in the league.
Yeah, the latest is he's expected to be out. So it looks like the writing's on the wall.
But was that team supposed to be good?
I don't think they were supposed to be this bad. And I think it sounds like he was really shocked with how different the culture is in the NBA.
Well, he coaches those guys, you know, 5-6 years earlier.
Sure, and it's also a different mentality. There's a lot of guys that didn't even go. I don't know what the rosters of the Cavs. I don't think anybody does, but the makeup might not be college guys either. Do you really need a coach in the NBA? Do you really need
a coach? Well, they just blew out
there are some that are very good.
They just blew out Lou, and everybody always said Lou wasn't that great of a coach, that it was all LeBron and Kyrie that
and
were
Blatt.
Carrying it.
David Blatt, remember that dude?
Well, I don't want to get in the weeds on the NBA, but he is out. And
thanks a lot, Gilbert.
And then there was There was a trending thing on Twitter today.
One more thing. There's talk about him going to Northwestern.
That's a weird move.
I could
see
him coaching there.
Yeah.
That's a rumor that has absolutely no substance.
Zero substance.
There was a trend on Twitter today about Darius Slay that the Lions are wildly shopping him.
Yeah.
So then they can draft that defensive back from Ohio State to replace him, just like they replaced Eric Ebron with Hockenson. So they can just keep using first-round draft picks to replace first-round draft picks
keep
that they
Slay,
let go.
Get that dude and have a hell of a secondary.
If you believe it.
Yeah. I don't know. There's a whole thing about a lot of people.
There's a whole thing about Matthew Stafford.
Well, they denied that right away.
It was ludicrous. Yeah.
Yeah. Although Kelly Stafford was saying, oh, I would love to live in California.
I think it was a smoke screen.
Yeah, I wondered if she was in on it or something.
Oh,
it was kind of weird.
I actually 100% believe she was in on it.
I could not picture her saying that.
Really?
So they can trade that pick instead of getting Tua.
Mike Tomlin went on ESPN today and blasted ESPN because they have been reporting this Mason Rudolph, Myles Garrett story. But he said they were not reporting what the league had discovered in their investigation and what the Steelers had discovered, which is that it absolutely didn't happen. They were just saying that Mason Rudolph said it happened. And
Myles Garrett said that someone said the N-word.
Yeah, he said that Mason Rudolph called him the N-word
in
that fight. And Mike Tomlin says it's bullshit, and he blasted ESPN. And then the subject briefly came to Antonio Brown, and he said they have no business interest in Antonio Brown, but they wish him well. And one final.
How many people have wished Antonio Brown well?
Quite a few. Everybody's worried about him.
Do they really wish him well?
He gave an interview with Charlemagne, by the way.
Oh, he did?
Yeah, I listened to it on Friday.
That's interesting because he also, you see that story? He was supposed to show up to another interview at SiriusXM.
And
he
with who?
And he went to dinner instead. Let me find that story. Hang on. Here you go. Here's the story.
He seemed very relaxed. In the interview, and he said all the right things. He almost seemed like he was on remote control.
Maybe he has medication.
He's bipolar, right? Isn't that his diagnosis?
I haven't heard a diagnosis for him, actually. I mean, he seems to be very manic and very...
Maybe schizophrenic. Maybe he's two different people.
Let's see. Okay, he's going to apologize to the scandal magnate, infuriated staff at the network's Midtown headquarters by issuing a list of demands before he agreed to go on air, and then he stood them up to go have dinner.
Well, one of his demands was to be on the rap music channels to talk about, but the sports channels wanted to have him on. So I didn't know he did Charlemagne. So that just shows he did the one he wanted to do, but didn't fulfill the other half of why they wanted him on their network, which was to do a sports interview.
XM, we're ready and waiting for Brown to show at 5:30. They waited and waited. The first sign they got he wasn't coming was when he posted on Instagram that he was getting dinner at Tao downtown. Why is he posting on Instagram?
So, you know,
I'm telling you, whoever buys these apologies will get burned. They will get burned.
Mm-hmm. He's never playing in the league again. There's no way.
Well, he's going to show up.
Wait a second. Another attorney withdrew from his case?
Last week.
Mm-hmm. Also hit with burglary and other charges. Oh, yeah.
Should we call him?
Sure.
He hasn't been answering our phone.
He's going to be showing up to the
NFL apologize to us.
Combine. He's going to talk to the teams at the Combine. And also, he's still having the issues with Logan Paul. They keep going back and forth on their big fight.
A good use of time. Right?
Yeah.
He's not going to pick up.
Yeah, he is.
Yes. He needs to apologize to us. Tim Tebow also said he talked to the XFL and he decided to play baseball. Now
that's great.
What does that mean?
They didn't have enough money for him.
The Mets don't pay him much.
Well, yeah, but wouldn't you rather play baseball than play in the XFL?
I don't know.
It would take a lot of money to play in the XFL if you were Tebow, right?
Couldn't they pay him $1 million? Or do they not pay guys $1 million?
I don't know.
AB?
What?
The wireless customer you are calling is not available.
No, we can't.
Please try again later.
El cliente de servicio móvil al que llama no se encuentra disponible. Favor de intentar más tarde.
Brandon, we text one.
Yeah, I'll text him.
Tell him, don't say who you are, but say, hey, we're talking about your new track, and then just do fire emojis.
I would say tell him, yeah, we're
speak his language.
We've been playing your track on the Drone Mic Network. It's doing really well.
And then a bunch of fire emojis. Yeah. It's currently number one in our charts.
You got it.
They had some audio of Dan Gilbert today on the Noon News. He's back at work a couple days a week. He's doing physical therapy 3 or 4 hours a day. He's in a wheelchair. He's got a service dog named Cowboy. And sounds like it's, you know, a lot of people say, oh, yeah, I'm doing great. He was like, no, it's terrible. It's really tough. And, you know, I'm trapped in my body. It's hard to get up, hard to get out of bed, hard to use the bathroom.
And talking about a billionaire, too, with lots of resources. It just shows you how hard it is.
So, and he's supposed to speak Friday at Crane's event. Yeah. So, I mean, he sounds good. I'll say that for him. I thought he sounded sharp.
He said he has no cognitive issues, which is huge.
Oh, hell yeah. Something.
So, how is he communicating then? Is he communicating through?
Oh, he can talk fine.
His speech is?
Oh, yeah. Speech sounded good.
Wow.
Yeah.
Wow. So he's going to put the new Hudson's building on the spot where the... One of the Crane's articles was that the
that
new...
That is a priority.
Did you see the picture of it?
Not going to be the tallest
The picture in the future with the people and all that.
Oh, the watercolor.
Yes, that lovely picture.
Isn't it supposed to be the tallest and then it's not going to be now?
Yeah. I don't think it is going to be anymore.
Well, there was
it got smaller.
I had a Crane's paywall, so I didn't get to read all of it, but the headline was intriguing.
The old paywall. Does anyone pay when they hit a paywall?
No.
It seems to be that no one does. No. The paywall has no effect.
Well, all you want to do
is stopping people from using your product.
All you want to do is read that one story. Then why would you buy a month-to-month subscription?
There was a thing on Twitter, the Wall Street Journal had an article or something about 98.6 degrees is the old standard. Here's the new temperature or whatever. But if you click on it, you can't read the article far enough to find out what it is. But if you click
because it gets lighter and lighter?
Yeah, but if you click on the tweet, the first one on there is like, it's 97.8 now for those that can't make it past the paywall. So they just tell you what the story some other person tells you.
Yeah, boy. I just don't know how many people are going to pay for those stories. You know, like The Athletic. They seem to do interesting stories.
Yeah, we'll see.
They're paying all these people gobs of money, and they got offices all over the world. But I don't know anyone who subscribes.
Yeah, it's all venture capital money still.
Yeah, I think it is.
Speaking of which, you see what's closing shop?
What?
HQ Trivia is closing up shop.
Oh, no.
Yeah, the story's...
I'm
shocked by this.
Has Rogo been with them the entire time except
bolted.
For... When did that happen?
Rogo bolted?
Oh, he bolted a long time ago.
A long time ago? I thought I saw something about how he was out a month ago. So
they have
it's
been a while.
It's been a while.
25 full-time employees started in 2017, right?
Yeah.
It was huge. It was like the biggest
thing. Never gave away any fucking money.
Well, that's
it was
the
so
other
cheap.
Thing. Whether the people who actually won anything will get their money now.
Remember the co-founder from Royal Oak?
Yeah.
Passed away.
Uh-huh.
And the new CEO sent a company-wide email last Friday that said lead investors are no longer willing to fund the company, so effective today we'll cease operations and move to dissolution. How did they not make money? They had a million. They probably have so much.
They didn't give anything away. They gave no money away.
Selling all our data right now to pay the creditors.
I better cash out my 36 cents.
I did. I cashed out. I had 90 cents in there. I cashed it out.
How do you receive it?
To PayPal.
Yeah, Rogo left in April of last year.
Oh, okay.
They had some finance numbers in here, too. Oh.
You know,
in other words, they just took the investors' money, spent it on a bunch of employees.
You got it.
And then said, we don't have any more money. Can we have more money? And they said, no.
Yep, you got it. They raised $15 million at $100 million valuation in March of 2018. They previously had $8 million, so $23 million they burned through in about 2 years. And they had some ads on there. Remember The Rock did the thing for Rampage?
Yeah, movie? They would get people come in to promote their movie or their new album and stuff like that.
So, and how did they fail? Was the tech that expensive?
To tell you the truth, Mark, when you and I were really going in on that thing, there was over 1 million people every time we were playing. Over 1 million. And towards the end of the time that I was playing it, maybe 200,000.
Well, yeah, still, it lost the spark. You know, it was a little too slow, if you ask me. I thought it could have been faster.
Oh, I agree with that. But 200,000 still, that's not a bad audience.
No, that's a significant audience.
Especially
absolutely.
When you have 23 million in seed money.
That was months and months ago. I couldn't tell you what it was if I were to play it today.
Can someone explain to me why they would need 25 employees?
You have to come up with
10 questions twice a day.
So they did add like four shows. I mean, they had a total of four on there. So I don't know.
With 10 trivia questions.
Yeah, and you have to have
you mean
tech.
Tell me
you'll
that
come up with 10 trivia questions.
One of us couldn't come up with 40 trivia questions a day.
They probably had to hire five lawyers.
Yeah. And then you have tech guys. And they had a lot of different shows, a lot of different hosts. I can see.
They say,
but you have two full-time tech guys. Somebody writing the question. I mean, you need 25 people to do that simple thing? We talk for 13 hours a week.
I know. We need 23 million.
We have production. We have tech.
They say appointment online gaming is just not where it's at. That people don't want to be at an appointed time.
Yeah, that's I understand that.
That was part of its failure.
I'm having a hard time understanding why it cost $23 million to do that for 2 years. Sounds like they had some nice salaries for those people.
Rogo probably got $3 million a year.
I'll tell you, some of these venture capital things,
oh yeah,
you see them like, well, who's the guy that...
WeWork.
Asshole CEO.
WeWork?
Yeah, WeWork.
Yeah.
Oh my God, he just snowed those people.
My
and
favorite
this guy's
part of,
just spending money out his ass.
My favorite thing that he ever did was he got the copyright for the name WeWork and then sold it and rented it out to the company that he works for. Now, when they got rid of him,
provided the seed money.
He actually turned it over because he knew how bad that was when they got rid of him. He also bought a bunch of buildings and rented it out to WeWork. I mean, the guy's a total scam, but he got all that money from SoftBank.
Yeah, and SoftBank. I don't know how that's going to work out.
What?
The giant loan they gave him.
They have so much money to lose. That's
SoftBank
is the problem with venture capitalists because they just up the game. There was another app to find a dog walker or something stupid like that, and the valuation they got was like 13 million, and so this one place is like, okay, we'll give you, 12 million. SoftBank came in and we're like, we'll give you 200 million. And they're like, what?
And they have all these buildings all over the world, right?
WeWork,
over the world. I mean, this giant pile of debt, and the revenues can only be 30 days out. So they can only say, we have this much coming in. They can't say, we have this much coming in for 2 years or for 2 months because it's month to month. That's the whole point of the business.
Yeah, so why invest?
So there was a very basic thing that somehow got missed.
Yeah, well,
like, maybe they shouldn't have expanded so fast.
All lie. It was all House of Cards.
Yeah, it was.
Plus, they expanded to things like turmeric tea, like all these really earthy, weird things that they invested in. And so when they started having trouble and they got rid of them, like, okay, no more of this bullshit or this bullshit. That's gone. That's gone. I don't know. It's a fascinating story.
Yeah, it was.
What's her face? Elizabeth Holmes is the same thing. Theranos.
I was pissed they dropped charges. That fucking bitch doesn't go to prison.
The big charge is still there, though. Wire fraud.
I know.
They should throw the book at her like Aunt Becky.
How long does it take to figure out how long Aunt Becky, whether she goes 40 years or 45 years? Really? Come on.
I know. I don't know what's taking so long.
Isn't Theranos going to be sued individually, though, civilly, by all the people who had tests that were misread?
Probably,
medical advice.
I mean, she'll be sued into oblivion.
Good luck getting any money from her. She didn't have any money left.
Except she married that heir? The heir to this big hotel pile of money?
He's not. They can't go after him, can they?
I don't think so. No. His family hates her, wouldn't attend the wedding.
Probably because of her voice.
How'd she snow this guy? He's 27, she's 36.
I said before, I'll say it again. Who wants Sonny Balwani's sloppy seconds? Hey,
who wants Elizabeth Holmes first?
Pull her up on Who Dated Who.
Yeah, why not?
I wonder if she has
She's gross. I just can't stand her.
She's ugly.
I cannot stand her. I can't stand looking at her, and she doesn't blink.
But that was all her act. She looked... Yeah,
she was trying to act like Steve Jobs.
They don't have any information on her.
What?
Huh.
The black turtleneck she was wearing, though, since she was 7 years old. That wasn't a Steve Jobs thing. Ugh. They just both started wearing them. coincidentally, because they think the same.
And my dog, what was my dog's stupid name?
Remember her dog? Oh, Ball?
Ew.
The one that took shits all over the office.
Remember that?
Yeah. Balto.
Balto. Balto. Right. My dog Balto.
Named after the old Balto dog.
That reminds me of Billy Balls. Did I tell you about, we didn't talk about that on the show, did we?
Oh, you told me off the air, yeah.
Yeah, Billy Balls was this punk rocker. In the mid-70s, he played CBGBs, and Billy Balls is not his name. But anyway, he fell in love with this girl who had moved to New York when she was 16. She was kind of on her own, sort of Courtney Love-ish. And she was a model. There she is. That's the two of them, that picture up there. Hmm. And
which one's the girl?
On the right.
I know, I'm just kidding.
Anyway, he was shot in 1982 and killed. And Rebecca, the model girlfriend of his, she has mourned him. I mean, it's just one of those things, she just can't get over him. Hmm. And one of those strange things. Hmm. I mean, it happens. And she did manage to have a baby 2 years later, who was Io Tillett Wright, who I saw on Catfish. That's where I saw him. Io Tillett Wright, yeah. He did Catfish with Neve for a while when Max left. It was so stupid.
Who thought Max? I'm like, who would have known that Max was the glue that held Catfish together? Once he left, that show's gone down the drain.
It has. Actually, it has.
Shitter.
No bullshit. I thought Io was Tilda Swinton.
Yeah.
I thought Io was a female or identified as a female, but I don't think that's the case.
Io.
What is it?
So anyway, Io.
Mark.
Io.
Is it a girl or is it a guy?
It's a guy.
Okay.
It's
why
guy.
Is it? She's binary.
Brandon, I don't know.
Well, there's breasts. That's what I'm saying. And bras. So. Io.
I could have sworn I read that she goes by he or him.
Okay.
Oh, here it is. A boy, fun. A girl, a gender revolutionary. Io. Till it right.
Cool.
So it looks like he's just gender fluid. Yeah.
All right. That's fine.
So anyway, Io, the daughter, not Billy that's Ball's daughter, name. But Rebecca, the model's daughter, who has not been able to get over Billy Balls.
Io.
Billy Io. Balls.
That's a great name.
Io narrates this lengthy podcast on Crime Town.
In a deep voice?
No, it sounds. I'm not sure. Well, she sounds like a girl or a guy. It's something in between.
Wow. I don't know. Place that came pretty straight.
She does a fine job with it, and you know, she's got a personal interest. But anyway, I was reading all these raves about, oh my God, it's the best podcast. It's Crime Town, and Crime Town is great, and it's a great podcast. So I start listening to it, and I'm hanging in there, you know, through three or four episodes, and then I realize I'm really bored with this podcast. Why does everyone think it's so great? And they're playing. At the end of a couple of the podcasts, they play voicemail from people calling in who are listening.
Ah.
Who are, oh, my God, I couldn't get out of my car. This is so incredible. I can't wait till the book comes out.
Really? Really?
Are they listening to the same podcast? Not that it's bad. I just didn't think it was that great.
Well,
maybe somebody's listened to it out there. I was interested in Billy Balls because he's a punk rocker guy, and I recognized the name.
I got breaking news. So, Io! was born female.
Oh.
Io is now male.
I feel like you're bearing the lead of the exciting news that Io also did a TED Talk.
Box was the second that they see each other.
That's not even the best part. It's titled 50 Shades of Gay. Mate?
Are they a potential networking opportunity? We do this little interrogation when we meet people to make a mental resume for them. What's your name? Where are you from? How old are you? What do you do?
Are there a lot of people attending this?
Then we get
maybe
more
learn
personal with it.
No, they just show the crowd.
Have you ever had any diseases? Have you ever been divorced? Does your breath smell bad while you're answering my interrogation right now? What are you into? Who are you into? What gender do you like to sleep with?
I mean, you can't read enough about how great Io is.
Learning something here.
Frankly,
like ourselves.
I don't get it, but I guess
I'm trying to learn.
But like, sir, it's fine. I don't care.
Brandon, why'd you pot her down? Or him?
Music preference.
Did everybody watch Curb last night?
Yeah.
So good.
My God, how many... He hits so many issues in every episode.
Yeah, it is quite impressive how he ties it all together.
I love the pro crier.
Oh, yeah.
The professional crier.
Isla Fisher. professional crier, although she's using a pseudonym. And Vince Vaughn's in the episode.
Yeah. No, but he's not Vince Vaughn. He's what is he? He's Funkhauser's brother.
Yeah,
brother.
Freddie Funkhauser.
I love how Larry's keeping Funkhauser alive.
I know, it's funny. Great.
But the I think my favorite parts of Curb Now are just the arguments he has with Leon about the most trivial things.
And Leon's going to be at Soundboard.
Is
in
he?
April. Yeah.
Oh, we need to get Leon.
I know.
Why did we talk to him in the
airport?
That's
not a bloop. That's valuable information. Leon being at Soundboard.
There was a news story going on, and he happened to tweet about it, and he was in that airport, and we had his phone number, so we decided to call him.
Oh,
can't remember why.
That was pretty cool.
He talked to us, but.
Oh, we still have his phone number, don't we?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Yeah, we should.
He's having a great year.
He's an amazing year. I love the urinal.
Enough said, motherfucker. Holla.
I got a urinal.
Wobbly leg. I can't stand that motherfucker. Leaning on shit all the time.
I love this argument from last night.
Look at this thing. My mother's mink stole. Oh, she loved this stole.
Wow.
Fucking beautiful.
Yeah. I can't throw this out. Something's in the dry cleaner.
Was making a big comeback too.
Comeback.
Yeah. See, when they wore those things, ladies and gentlemen carried themselves a certain way. All the guys called the ladies toots. Hey toots. And the girls would go poo poo padoo. Poo poo padoo. That's what they did.
What does that even mean? Why would they say poo poo padoo?
It's a cute thing. It gets a rise out of guys and shit. Poo poo padoo.
That would get a rise out of you. We'll be going poo poo padoo.
If I lived in the fucking 40s and some girl said poo poo padoo, I know I'm tapping that ass.
Such a great argument conversation.
Leon. Oh, man. I love he seems to talk about tapping someone's ass
all the
every
time.
Episode.
And he got accused of the sex doll, too. he enters this one scene with one of the most random comments that had me laugh.
See you next Monday. I'm going to do the refrigerator.
Here comes Leon.
Hey, do anchovies only go on pizza? Or can you eat them loose?
Hey.
Can you eat them loose?
Can you eat them
blew it up?
Yeah.
You're supposed to get rid of it.
The sex doll.
Oh, sure. You gave it a name?
Yeah, man. I got out the box, gave it a little air and shit.
Oh, so you were curious.
Fuck yeah. I want to see what the fuck she was working with.
Yeah. And, you didn't try and get a little friendly with her, did you?
What are you trying to say?
Get a little friendly with her?
I'm insulted. You would say some shit like that.
Get a little friendly with her, Leon?
Not at all.
Why are you always looking at me like this?
I'm trying to look into your fucking brain.
What is this?
I'm looking into you.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
You look down into a motherfucking soul.
You think you're better than me, Leon Black?
I know my character.
Yeah.
And when you accuse me of tapping some ass like that,
I wouldn't put it past you. Let's just say that.
I love their chemistry.
That's so great. So great.
I know, it seems like they would be good roommates.
Yeah.
Doesn't it?
Yeah, totally.
I know Larry's married, right? He's got a new second wife, doesn't he?
In real life?
In real life?
I don't know.
Oh, in real life. Oh.
I don't know, because Cheryl is real wife. Oh, no, Cheryl Hines is with...
Cheryl is with John RFK Kennedy, Jr., Robert Kennedy Jr., isn't she?
Yeah.
The anti-vaxxer?
Uh-huh. Yeah.
Isn't that bizarre?
Cheryl Hines is, yeah.
Oh. Why is she with that guy? He's such a dope. He's the guy that kept the diary of all the chicks he banged.
Yep.
Oh my God.
And he's an anti-vaxxer.
Larry David's daughter dated Pete Davidson, so that's fun. Could you imagine him meeting him?
The other thing was the conversation about your table has more people, so they're entitled to be more comfortable than the table with fewer people.
That was really funny.
That's a good argument, too.
And by the way, I don't think I've ever seen it. I didn't know they had heat lamps at restaurants in Hollywood.
Well,
it gets cold there, I guess.
Very vulnerable to heat there.
So anyway, this is kind of a leftover from Valentine's Day, but Rolling Stone had their top 50 romantic comedies. And I started going through here, and first of all, I sort of threw out the ones from the 40s and the 50s. Anything in black and white, that's almost like not having electricity.
How many... Tom Hanks, Meg Ryan vehicles are in the top 10.
Okay, if You Got Mail was in here, I wouldn't read the list.
Okay, good.
You got mail.
What about Sleepless in Seattle?
It's in here.
What about Joe versus the Volcano?
No. What? This is sort of in order. Wedding Singer, as in like number 50.
Great.
Oh, that's a good one.
500 Days of Summer.
Great.
Cool.
That's a great, I love that movie.
I love the Hall & Oates scene.
Oh, that's a great scene. But it's a really sad movie,
mm-hmm.
but I thought it was very real. But I guess it's not really a It's a romantic comedy, I guess. Doesn't end like a romantic comedy does usually, but crazy. Wait, what's that? Crazy Stupid
Love. Yeah,
Love. Oh yeah, with Gosling and Emma Stone
and Steve
Carell. Yeah,
yeah, Carell.
Was that funny?
That was a funny was movie. It? I okay. thought so. Yeah.
Forgetting Sarah Marshall.
That's great.
It's a good one.
Reality Bites.
Good movie.
Roxanne. Steve
That's
Martin.
A good movie.
It's pretty good.
Serrano.
Bridget Jones' Diary.
Yeah,
pretty good. Sure. This movie, I saw this movie. And I didn't think it was a good movie. 10 Things I Hate About You.
Oh.
I know it's McConaughey and Kate Hudson, right?
No.
No, 10 Things I Hate About You is, what's her name, and Heath Ledger.
Yeah, Heath Ledger and Julia Stiles.
Stiles, yeah.
Oh, okay. Forget it.
It was a good one for, you know, teenagers.
I like that. What movie I watch that movie again.
Which one did you say? Who? McConaughey?
I thought it was
who?
McConaughey and Kate Hudson for some stupid
That's
reason.
That's 10 ways to lose a
guy. How to lose a guy in 10 days.
Well, shouldn't somebody be suing the other one over those two movies? 10 Things I Hate About You and 10 Ways to Lose a Guy? Isn't that the same fucking thing?
Yes,
I mean,
guess.
It seems awful close. The Big Sick.
Oh, yeah. Anybody see that?
Yes.
Yeah, I saw it. It was good.
Was it good?
It was good, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Pretty Woman. Do we have to leave Pretty Woman on the list just because... I don't know, whatever. I don't know. I just don't think it's that great a movie. She's Gotta Have It.
I love it when he's got the ring in the case and she goes to grab it and he snaps it and she laughs. That's so charming.
So her.
They play that clip all the time like it's the greatest clip ever.
Only part of the movie I can remember.
Tootsie.
Yeah.
It's funny.
I thought it was funny.
Punch Drunk Love. I was surprised to see it on the list, but I love that movie. Enough Said, which is a James Gandolfini, Julie Louis-Dreyfus movie. I don't even know that movie. I don't even know that movie. Jerry Maguire. Mm. Notting Hill. Of course, we have to have all the Julia Roberts movies in there. The movie's okay.
It is not a Hugh Grant.
Right. Yeah, it's a Hugh Grant vehicle.
Oh, you're going to have so many of your favorite films in this list now.
You know you've seen
I
forgot.
I like how you tried to make it into a Julia Roberts
saw it
movie
in
when
theaters.
It in fact
it's
is
a Julia Roberts movie.
Hugh Grant movie.
It's a Hugh Grant movie.
It's fine.
He has a cameo in it.
No, he doesn't.
He just shows up.
He's the male.
I think
male
he plays
lead.
Hugh Grant. He's barely in the movie. Has anyone seen Harold and Maude?
No.
I've been seeing it on the list for probably 20 years, and I've never seen the movie.
Never.
And all I know is people say it's good, but I don't really know. Four Weddings and a Funeral.
Okay.
You love that movie, too.
No, I don't. I don't think I've seen that movie. Sleepless in Seattle.
Ugh.
Is that Tom Hanks, Meg?
Yes.
Oh, God.
What a piece of shit movie.
Does that movie hold up?
I don't know.
You've Got Mail doesn't.
No, yeah. I don't think I saw Sleepless. What is it about? Why is someone sleepless in Seattle?
Isn't there a talk show?
Yeah.
They meet clandestinely and then are apart and try to communicate. And
Dad's all bummed out.
Yeah.
Okay.
Gives her a venereal disease.
Oh, I didn't know that.
That's the big
interesting.
That's the big twist in the movie.
Pretty in Pink.
That's why she can't sleep.
Working Girl. Something About Mary. Something Wild.
Great movie. Oh, that's a good movie.
Yeah, it's pretty good. Annie Hall. Do we have to?
We can't
do we have
no.
to Woody Allen?
No,
shouldn't we
he's canceled.
Whoever wrote the article should be canceled. And then the top 10, Groundhog Day.
Good
one. Bull Durham. That's a great movie.
I never looked at Groundhog Day as a romantic movie.
Oh, hell yeah.
Yeah. Andy McDowell.
I only drink
Bill
the world
Murray?
Peace.
Yeah, I mean, the end game is he wants to nail her, and he tries over and over and over.
Well, that's romantic.
Yeah.
If I was him, I would have just kept reliving that day where he's nailing that one chick that he takes to the movie theater.
Oh, yeah.
Why not do that chick over and over?
That's
and
true.
Over and over and
over. Did he have a choice?
It would get boring, though.
What he could relive over and over?
Yeah,
what
he did. He kind
of
did. Huh. He could sort of steer the day a little bit.
Yeah.
That was the problem, though. He thought he could woo her in an unconventional, like, be everything she wants instead of just being himself.
He nailed her.
Spoiler alert.
The Apartment, which is an old black and white movie. Nobody cares.
Gross.
Say Anything.
Cusack. It's a good movie.
It's pretty good. Moonstruck.
Oh, what?
That was overrated.
Moonstruck.
She won an Oscar for it.
Yeah.
I thought it was overrated.
That was a gift for some reason.
Okay, I didn't even know this was a romantic comedy. Clueless? Number five?
Uh-huh.
Yeah, with Paul Rudd.
Yeah. Okay.
It's a little loose, but
His Girl Friday, again, black and white. Forget it.
No one knows.
Just pretend it wasn't on the list. And then number three, Broadcast News, the old Bill Hurt.
Oh.
Holly Hunter.
Holly Hunter. Talk like this.
That was actually, you know what? That wasn't a bad movie. I haven't seen it in a long time, but at the there's some funny stuff in that movie.
Yeah. There is.
It's a little dated.
Who's the schlubby producer who's actually...
Albert Brooks?
Oh, Albert Brooks. Yeah.
He was pretty good in it.
I don't really see how Albert Brooks kept being the lead man in romantic comedies. Is he really that desirable for you chicks?
He wrote it.
No.
He wrote most of those.
What's that one about heaven where they're in purgatory? I know his movies.
I feel like his movies get way more credit than they deserve.
For sure.
Like everyone says they're great. It's like Hamilton. You're just supposed to say they're great and they're really funny and they're not.
Yeah.
Number two was The Philadelphia Story. Again, black and white, before electricity. I don't know how they got it out with before electricity, but they did. And then number one, I think this is When Harry Met Sally. Is it still number one, really?
God, no.
I could give you 20 movies on this list I like better. Wedding Singer and 500 Days of Summer. The first two listed are better.
And what about High Fidelity?
She's Out of My League.
Breakup movie?
She's Out of My League is great.
She's Out of My League, yeah.
She's All That. How about She's All That?
That's stupid. Isn't that the one where they're like, let her hair down and all of a sudden she's beautiful? Take her glasses off and she's really sexy? All
right.
Who's in that movie? Whose movie is that?
She's All That.
Who's in that?
Freddie Prinze Jr.?
Yeah, Freddie Prinze Jr.
That's not what I'm thinking of.
And Rachel Lee Cook, right?
Hang on. You're not talking about the movie where
Freddie Prinze leaves a no-hitter with one out in the ninth inning, are you?
No, God, no. What's that one called? Perfect Catch?
I don't know. That was a romantic comedy, though. Yeah. Oh, yeah. Summer Catch. Yeah.
I'm thinking of a Jennifer Love Hewitt. Can't Hardly Wait is the one I was thinking of. Can't Hardly Wait is the greatest movie ever.
It's a cool party.
Definitely
movie.
Top five.
But if you put Can't Hardly Wait as a romantic comedy, you have to put American Pie as an American romantic comedy.
No, it is.
It's kind of. Shooby doo bop bop.
Scooby
doo doo bop. But he's in that class because he wants to meet that girl.
Scooby doo doo bop.
You mentioned Holly Hunter, and I remember her best work being that great. Remember that great TV show, Saving Grace?
Oh, bad.
Do you remember that show?
Bad.
Welcome back to What's the Buzz. You may know her as Academy Award-winning actress, but today she's here to talk about a new project on the small screen. We're talking about the talented Holly Hunter in her new TV drama series called Saving Grace. Holly, thanks so much for joining us.
Hey, thank you.
All right, Holly, thanks so much for joining us.
Dead air.
Oh boy.
Okay, ouch. We love the show. So tell us, what drew you to this character that you play, Grace?
I'm sorry?
What drew you to this character, Grace?
Well, you know, I read the script. It came to me a few months ago with an offer, and I got about to page six, and I called my agent and said, look, if this keeps up, I can't say no to this woman. I can't have anybody else do her but me. And when I got to the end, I called back and said, yes, this is, I gotta go.
Well, we just love this show.
Oh, so, great.
Fake.
You're welcome. So what drew you from the big screen to TV? Because we hear that you don't watch TV.
I think that this is a really original woman, you know, and I've played some really amazing characters in my life, but it's still a rarity to come upon somebody who I feel is original.
Cool.
And she's such a character filled with opposites, and you rarely see that.
I definitely do not want to see this movie.
Here you have a woman who is
terrible.
She's the opposites, you know.
I'd rather listen to this interview than see this movie.
She's good and bad. She's a goddess. She's a mad woman. She's a beggar. She's a drunk. She's
like your stank.
An incredibly generous aunt. She's a good time girl. She's a wild child. You know, she's a great, great, intelligent, cunning cop. So
I couldn't say no. I love this character. So are you nervous at all tackling something so controversial?
No.
Is this college radio or something?
No, this was ABC overnight.
True. Anything else you want to tell us about Grace?
We premiere Monday night.
The best part is at the end, because it's on ABC. Just remember that.
At 10 p.m. right after the closer on TNT. So, you know, I think the show is really thrilling. It's a great ride.
I think it's a great ride. What's the best part about shooting?
It's so funny.
I think that the
terrible question.
The sense of humor in the show is absolutely, I mean, it's sophisticated, but it's also kind of Three Stooges. I mean, it's silly as hell. And
it wasn't any of that.
The story had
end. Well, I think it's fantastic. All right, so now that you've wrapped up shooting, what are the rest of the summer plans?
Well, actually, I haven't wrapped up. We're in our 10th hour, which is pretty exciting. We've got, you know, 3 more hours to go, 3 more episodes to shoot. So it's going to be sad to say bye to it.
Sad to say bye.
We'll finish up at the beginning of August. And then I'll go back to New York.
Yeah, well, we want you back in New York. We are so excited about this show. It's
she would spit on you if you're on fire.
We're all thrilled to watch it.
Oh, great. Thank you.
All right, and you do a great job. So thank you so much for joining us.
You can catch
more Holly on Saving Grace, which is going to premiere Monday, June 23rd at 10 p.m. Eastern on TNT. All right, folks, that's all the best we have for you today. Make sure to check us out on demand at the Arts and Entertainment section of NBCNews.com. I'm Mary Miller in New York. Thanks for watching this edition of What's the Buzz.
Did you hear that shriek?
Like NBC, even though she's on ABC.
Because that interview was so painful, and then she gets to the end and she says it's NBC.
Which is going to premiere Monday, June 23rd.
She says TNT, doesn't she?
Well, she's promoting the show, which is on TNT.
All right, folks, that's all the buzz we have for you today. Make sure to check us out on demand at the Arts and Entertainment section of NBCNews.com. I'm Mary Miller in New York. Thanks for watching this edition of What's the Buzz.
Wow. Did you happen to see the story about migraines, though, on the Old Man Show? Because Serene Branson, the TV reporter, I don't know if you remember, very pretty woman, and they went to her, and she couldn't say one word.
She had a very heavy dictation.
Yeah. Oh. And that, they said, was caused by a migraine that all of a sudden she just like.
Yeah, that was so bizarre. It seemed like she had a stroke.
Yeah, that's what everybody thought.
CBS 2's Serene Branson is live at the Staples Center with highlights and backstage coverage we're seeing for the very first time. Serene.
Well, a very, very heavy dictation tonight. We had a very Darrison bite. Let's go to Terrace those for the bit. They had the pit.
Oh, my God. That sounds like some kind of weird fast talking, doesn't it?
Do you remember? You watched 30 Rock, Trudy.
Yeah.
Do you remember when they used that in one of the scenes? Yeah, with Pete.
Oh, I don't remember that. Oh, but my God, I didn't remember that until they brought it back up and attributed that to her having it.
For the very first time, Serene.
Well, a very, very heavy dictation tonight. We had a very Darrison bite. Let's go to Terrace and look for the bit.
She's fine, so everyone can laugh. I mean,
Jesus. Holy.
Weird.
That was from a headache?
Headache.
A migraine. A complex migraine. That seems, but not a stroke.
That seems really odd.
And it is really bizarre as hell.
That's so weird.
Yeah.
You want to get us out of here, Brandon?
Anyway, I know what to say if I ever have a moment like that.
Heavy dirtation.
Dirtation.
Or just say that you had a migraine.
Yes.
Shoot, I meant to mention up front. Oh, God damn it. That No BS News, people are still downloading an episode that was put up by accident.
Well, they shouldn't be downloading it now. It's fixed.
I don't know why. You know, apparently people were calling saying, hey, I heard this episode. Because it just downloaded. Maybe they just got to it or something.
Let me check.
It's an episode with the attorney, what's his name, Flood? Todd Flood, yeah. And that's the first episode. And accidentally, somehow, it was the downloaded episode Sunday. And if you need to delete it, and the new one will pop up, right?
Yeah, it's on there. Yep.
Okay. Yeah, I don't know if that was still a problem or if people were just stirring up shit.
Yeah.
What's going on? I never know what's going on. But like us on Facebook. We must be close to 25,000 likes by now.
Yeah.
Just on the doorstep. I don't know if we'll pass Elric tomorrow, but be nice. And you can also rate us on Facebook, and you can rate us on iTunes, where we're just swimming along.
Cool.
And I'm trying to think what's coming up. There's shit coming up that I know of.
Well, there could be. You never know.
Yeah, I mean, there could be some crazy news. Talking about that. No, it's just another day. And we'll be back tomorrow. So everybody have a good one, and we'll see ya!
Like it or not, it's over.